The Voice of God in These Last Days, this message by Brother William Marion Branham was delivered on Sunday morning, January 20, 1963, at the Apostolic Church in Phoenix, Arizona, USA. Nsuna muluku, mahikwala okiseria. Mutakola wa muna William Marion Branham, ola leiruweti minkuvasi isu, mahiku yetaka 20 mweri wa janeru, 1963, ekeresha apostolika of Phoenix, Arizona, wa Amerika.
Certainly a privilege to be back amongst these Spanish people again this morning. And I wonder if Jim's getting this, he is getting the recording. I've still got the record that the little Spanish choir made when I was here before with Brother Garcia. And I forget that little song they used to sing me, but oh, how I like that.
Veke kai murerelo tike la teria riatuala u Spanya vasi isula. Ntomion kinsuela sintojin ono karavariela. Oh, ni karavari. Mion lelo kini suke karavasao yeyo ni kuru na alipo uipa na mukani no Spanya na apakali ayo kati warea weno. Kalaini muna Garcia, ntomio kolia lesipo ele ya mukani ya kipe lakaya, masi o, oh, mota ya kisivelaya yeyo.
And those children now are all grown, married. I hear from them now and then. I'm going to walk in this morning and see little Joseph. Now, he really done something to me, and I was certainly happy to see him.
Ntoshina mwanalo tene vano to unuasa, ni otela nuteliwa, mio kini uiwasa ao vano nukatule, nto mio kovulu avasi isula kimona Yosefe mwamukani, nto vano eyo eni hime tu incheene wa mio, nto mio veke kai kahite iliwa murima vancheene oo nani.
Now, I got one word I can say in Spanish. Would you like to hear it? Hallelujah.
Nto vano mio kukala na nulumo ni mosa mio kingweri ako hime anintava no Spanya. Mio umani tunawiwa neno? Hallelujah.
I'll never forget the word of trying to get a deaf woman to hear me one time. Now, I may say this all wrong, you see, but the best I remember was, are you? Is that right? Hear me. Hear.
Right.
Are you? And then never forget, Gloria a Dios. Just wonderful.
Mio nkinkala kalakili alaka nolu mono. Emare mosa mio kerero mukaliha mutiana mosa ohiwa okiwele la mio. Vano mio potu himi anna vovo nyea. Nyomone, masi vore rasinupu elaka nari, oe. Ewe olikana, mukiwe mio, muiwe, oe. Ntovon kinkala kalakili alaka, Gloria a Dios, vore rasha.
Oh, I've had the opportunity to be down in the capital, Mexico City. Speak with them down there. How happy I was.
Oh, mio kaaikala nokati wokale poma yulu pale, e poma yo Mexico. Ulavulani ya weiwe, mota kare akote iliwa murima.
And I was in Finland after I was here, and always remind me, speaking to a little Finnish woman, they taken me up to what they call a Bethany. Every nation has its own idea. Are you getting a rebound? I'm too close to that. Can you hear all right?
Nto mio kaani, mio kaaru filantia va manli ako kalava, nto kati wotene mio kinu puelo kati walavun liaka ni mamu tiana mosa o filantia, au ya ahiki kushampaka vale awa niha naya, Petania, kule ela poyo kala na mupu eloaya, ki nyo muni mui wanamalwe, mio nkirere wata melayo, muni werea uiwa ratene, tie.
This little woman, she was a lovely little person, but she was like me, she liked to talk a whole lot. And the interpreter, she talked real fast, and the interpreter couldn't say it fast enough to what she wanted to say it. And she'd stand in her face and get red, she said, I've got it in for them guys at Babylon.
Mwamu tianola, o ari mutu pentea, masu uo ari ntokomio, wani musivelo lavu lavanchene. Nto mulipo ota pulela, o ani lavu lavu wakuvasha, nto mulipo ota pulela, kawero hima vo wakuva, ntsintoko osa ahimi awe. Ni o anemela ni wito awe onakala oshere, o kuira. Mio kikunshela na amira walo Babylonia.
But you know, I've noticed that all the birds all sing in English. Dogs bark in English. Babies cry in English. I wonder what's the matter with us anyhow. But each one of us think that our language will be the millennium language, of course. But we who have received the Holy Ghost, that is true. Because we have a heavenly language.
Masinyo mosuela, mio kinona kawiro tene, ashipalamo tene, anipa nienkelesi, alapwa anikuela nienkelesi, ashinamane anila nienkelesi, mio kinishanka esheni nikumela nihio makule namuna, masi kula mosawa hiyo onupuela wiranta, ntava nahu ninro kalantava no milenio, vekekai, masi hiyo ale na kenle roho yowaria, ewe kekai, okala wira hiyo nrenantava na wirimu.
We have Brother Roll here with us this morning, a diplomat from Washington. I believe he's served under seven presidents. And you know how I feel standing on his platform to speak with a man like that sitting behind me.
Hiyo ni hana muna roeva ni hiyo vasi isula. Diplomato ni kumu Washington. Mioko okupali wira orume ela vativa mapresidenta tanu wala atanu na mosa. Mapresidenta tanu na anli. Ninyomo suwe la mota mio sinonaka weme lava vapalataforma va. Olavula ni mulopwa nantokoo akila anteno tuliwaka.
But his testimony always was such an outstanding one to me. And especially when I believe he was Lutheran, if I'm not mistaken, he was Catholic or Lutheran.
Masi, onamonawe okati wotene wa ari mulu paliwa mio. Ni vanchende shokati o, mio kwa okupali wira o ari Luterano ka ahivo nyeru. Wala mukatolika ahiso Luterano, Luterano.
He said he something about crawling under a tent in a Pentecostal meeting. And he got up, finally he made his way to the altar. And when he did, the Lord came down upon him and blessed him so much that I think he can speak in about seven different languages. And said he tried one, it didn't work. They tried another, it didn't work. I suppose he can speak Spanish same as you all can.
Nto ahimia kawira o. Etui mosanto kopuru lea muhina muehema wa mtuku manoni wa Pentekosite. Nto o kuvenya, voki serea, o kutare piro mpaka wa altari ni. Okati viralyawe, apu ya kumukuruela kimureri havanchene mpaka. Mio kinona wira, o niwero lavu la matava upia kamatanu na manli ovirikana. Ni o himme wira, ahere ya ni mosa kuhivaretu. Vano kwere ya nikina kuhivaretu. Nto mio kinona wira, o niwero lavu leshpanya, sintokonyu otene muniwere anyu.
So he tried all of them, and they wouldn't work. And see, you know what? God was so good, he come down and gave him a language he never tried before. He said, it works. That's right. I think that's the way it'll be on the other side.
Bano, here reotene, na vao kavanretu. Ntomone, mosuela, muluku ahimurere la murima, mpako o kurua kumva hantava o hatonku awe we here kalai, kuira. No nini varetu, ewe kekai. Mio kinona wira ewe na munenro ayo kale pante kina.
Many memories I hold in my heart of the little church up, I believe that, I forget where it's at, it's over here somewhere, close to Tato Street, and I remember that, I can think of the word Tato Street, where the Spanish Apostolic Church used to be.
Miupu shero sinchene kirinaka murima ni mwaka waekeresha amu kani, mio kwa ukupali wira eyo, mio kwa ulia la vatuvari aya. Erini puro ni mosava vakiviru ni piro tontu. Ni mio kinu upuela eyo, mio kinu upuela nulumo e piro tontu. Vavo keresha apostolika yu Spanya variaya.
I was saying to the pastor, this would be a grand place to have a revival. Plenty of room, new church, fine people. So I think it would be in line for a revival someday. You pray to them. Come in and have a revival. Now, I hope it's just a repeat of that we had over at the other church.
Mio kamu himera pastor, na namu kala ni puro nulu pale wiro kalemu haka laliho. Opuro munchene ekereshe esia atuore ramurima. Vano mio kinona wira yamu kalo rate eno kala na muhaka laliho ni hiku ni mosa. Mulompele eyo, orwa okala na muhaka laliho. Vano, mio kingwehere ya wira eno kala otike la waele hiyo na arena ahu ekereshe kina.
I remember standing in the yard leaning over the fence up and down the streets trying to leave there of a night time. It was sure was a thrill that I've never forgotten.
Mio kinu puela ke menle ne vapuani, ki pitenre ne kintali, ke taka noni non pironi, ke rerako lai hon hiu mosa, eo veke kayari ote liha murima, ki hinkala kalaka gilialaka.
And I've got a record of the little ladies, the misses, and the brethren, who sang and made a record. And they would try to sing only believe, and they didn't get it out just right. You know, they'd say, instead of only believe, they bring out yoni believe.
Ntomio ko kala na e karavasau ya ashimwali, ashirusi na ashina, yao yipale kukaravari. Ao yane heri ya wipa only believe, na ve kayawiri ya wipa sana, nyomo suwela. Ao yanira nipuro na only believe, ya kumetu ntoko, yone ya believe, mone.
And I remember Rebecca, my daughter, Sarah, and yet they say, Daddy, play that little record of the little, instead of saying Spanish, they couldn't speak it word, it said Spanish girls. Little Spanish girls singing. You only believe.
Ntomio, kini mupuela Rebecca, mwanaka, Sara, ntoao nlelo ira, papa, muipe, murumihe karavasao ile amukani ya, uhia uira yoshpanya, au kayaori uhima nulu mono ira, ashirusi spinak, yipaka wamini pahi.
Well, I remember they followed the meeting. The revival is on them. And they followed the meeting all the way to the west coast.
Vano, meo kinu upuela uira au ya ahitara mutuku mano. Muhaka laliho, wamu ira neanto, ni au ya ahitara mutuku mano mpako limano nikelansua.
And a little thing anchored in my heart when we left California, Brother Moore and I and Brother Brown, way up at the Capitol. And when I went down through that building that night, those kids standing there singing that, He careth for you. You've heard it. Through sunshines or shadows, He careth for you.
Ntomio, etuya mukani ya hivara murima kukati hiyo kumaliahu California, muna mu ni mio, ni muna Bron o Capitolio. Ntokati mio viralyake mpele uhi ule, anamwa nale emenlene vale yipaka wira. Oo nimo kapelelani, nyo muni wakaeyo. Mwawari ya ni mwansubwa wala mwepipini, oo ni mwokapelelani.
Many times in foreign nations, upon the battlefields of the world strife, trying to bring the message of Christ, I'd remember those girls and boys singing that song to me, He careth for you. Through sunshines or shadows, He still careth for you. So that's been a great inspiration to help.
Imara sinchene ilapo sokopela, Mapua ni mwa na ikoto sa mwolumu enkuni, kererako ruha mutaka wa Kristu, kani upuwe la shirusi na amira vwala kipela kisipoe yomio, o ni mwa kapelelani, mwawara ni mwansua wala mwepipini, o nlelo ni mwa kapelelani, vano yeo, enikala kama upu shero mulu pale, mukali herio.
Meeting your fine pastor, and so happy to see that the church is alive and you've got this great beautiful building here, setting off plenty of parking room. Just a real place in the hands of the Holy Spirit. If we can just get Him to see it and know that we are calling for a revival, I believe He would give one.
Kikumanaka ni pastor ya nyure ramurima. Nto kini tapavanche neona wira ekereshe ri kumi. Ni wira nyua umopanya empela yulu paleore rava. Anikila atatu tene. Ni opuro munchene wopwe havo mikukuta. Vekekai ni puro nore ramatata ni mwairoho yowaria. Hiyo na awere ahu pahi omoni hayo ni omusweli hawira hiyo ni ntuna muhakalaliho. Oo, miyo kwa okupali wiro ono ni vaha.
Now, tonight, we're at Brother Outlaw's church, the Jesus Name Church, over on the other side. Brother Outlaw, I believe, is an apostolic church too. I think he just calls his name the church Jesus Name. I think he's apostolic in belief. And so we're to be there tonight. And now we're not saying to the Spanish church, now come over there, because you stay at your post of duty.
Vano, ohi ula, hiyo ninro kalamukeresha wa muna outlaw, ekeresha ansina na Yesu, epantele kina. Nto muna outlaw, mio kinamini ekeresha apostoli kanave. Mio kinona wira o niha nansina nawe pahi, ekeresha ansina na Yesu. Mio kinona wira o taetina apostolika. Nto siso hiyo, ninro kalawei wo hii ula. Nto vano hiyo, kanihi mea wira ekeresha ya Ushpanya. Vano muroewe iwe, okala wira nyuo muriva muteko nivanyu.
And then there's going to be a great rally of the Christian businessman beginning Thursday after the services are closed in other churches on Thursday. And this convention, they're going to have outstanding speakers. And so Oral Roberts and some Methodist brother just got saved, and they claim he's a very forceful speaker. And I'm sure you'll enjoy these conventions.
Ntovo, onoro kala mutukumano mulu pale walipa na kuswa Kristu, opachira na matanu. Bamalakaru mala miteko ikeresha sikina na matanu. Ntomutukumanola, awanro kala nalipa ola vulo osueliwa. Vano Oral Roberts ni muna mukina metotista, yo manle opua. Nto atwani himia wira o mulipo ola vula aikuru. Nto mio kukupa li wira nyuo munosi veliwa ni mitukumano ia.
The new teenage children. They got a rally there for the teenagers too, as Brother just announced. I'm having my children there so they can get in on this. And so now, come over. We'd be glad to have you. The Lord bless you all.
Ninyuashi miravo. Awa akala na mutukumano iwe wa miravo nave. Ntoko muna simanlia ohima. Mio, kinimu aroi hanaka wei wawira awa keleme mmo. Ntosi iso vano murwe, hiyo no siveliwa kala ninyuo. Apu ya yore rihe ninyuo tene.
And now, I want to turn in the Bible and read some of His blessed word. And I've chosen this morning, for just a little while, I don't want to hold you too long, but some texts. And one of them is found in 1 Samuel, the other found in Isaiah. And I'd like to read from Isaiah first.
Ntovano kintuna kikunle mbibili yani kisomema mosamamo sawa maswa ore irihiwa. Ntomio ko tan lavasi isula mwakati vakani pahi. Mio nkintuna oka lihanu kati munchene. Soso makamosakamosa. Ntomosa wase iyo mpanya ni ya mwasamueli opachira. Ekine mpanya ni ya mwayesaya. Ntoka atuna kisomema mwayesaya toko.
And can you hear all right all around in between these mics? You seem to be very sensitive to me. I don't know why. You hear all right out there, raise up your hand. Good, good.
Ntomio, muniwera wiyo ratene mapuro otene. Muhinama miiko roia, sinikala ntokoso wiyo wanyia ni mio. Nkinsuwe la muhawasheni. Nyo muniwera ratene iyo. Muvenshe matata anyu. Varera, varera.
Now, I'm just a teeny bit hoarse. Of course, that's from speaking much. And since I was here with this Spanish brethren, about 16 years ago, I guess. Maybe about 16 or 17 years ago. Well, I've been preaching ever since. So I was tired then, I said, and I'm still tired, but I'm still going on by the grace of God.
Vano, mio ko olala vamilo vakani, veke kai, eyo mahaola ulavanchene, ntokumo kati warea kaweno nashin nalo Spanya. Mwaiyaka sopi ya kamuloko ni tanunamosa sivinre, mio kwa ukupali. Kino, mwaiyaka sopi ya kamuloko ni tanunamosa, wala muloko ni tanunapili sivinre. Ahe, mio, kino lale opache rokati yole. Vano mio, kaahi kulumuo katule. Mio kaahi imia, ntonlelo kwa ukulumua, masinlelo kinoroa ni mahala muluku.
Now, let's turn to Isaiah 40, the 40th chapter of Isaiah, and the first chapter, or the third chapter, of 1 Samuel. And while we're holding them places for the reading of the Word, I would like now for us to bow our heads just a moment for prayer.
Vano, nroeni kunle mwa Yesaya 40, e kapitulu 40 Yesaya, nto e kapitulu 1, wala e kapitulu 3 ya Samuel opachira, nto nivarenlene mapuru ao wira nisomema su, meo kaatuna vano wira nurami hemirusa hukati vakani wira nilompe.
Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful today for this privilege of standing in this lovely sanctuary that's dedicated to God and for His work. And as we know that Your servants have stood behind this platform here, a pulpit, many times, and with a dedicated life to Your service.
Titi wa wirimu, hiyo nini shukurulelo mwaha ore iri wano woka lempela ore rasha eva herirwe wa muluku wire vareliwe mute kwawe. Nto kosi nsue lahu wira rume anyu, ane mela witela wa plataforma mela ahiso epulpitu imara sinchene, ni makalelo ova herirwe wa mute kwanyu.
And this morning brings back memories. Memories of a revival that was just starting. With the Holy Spirit that had come down in the form of a big light, like a pillar of fire. And it spoke that the message should sweep the earth. And now today that is history.
Niwire la vasi isula eniruha miupushero. Miupushero wa muhakala liho wa amala rupachera. Ni eroho yo waria eyo ya kurungwe mamukale lo wa waria ulu pale. Ntokon lumi na moro. Nto eyo kula vula wira mutaka wamo kwese lapo. Nto vano le loo wa hala.
The message has caught fire through great men. After seeing it like Oral Robertson, Tommy Osborne, and Tommy Hicks, and many others, and through the efforts that we have put forth together, we see the message has set revival fires in every nation under heaven of the Pentecostal message. To this we give thanks and praise to Thee, Almighty God.
Mutaka onnivare la moro eria riashilo pana alupale, numalaona yola, ntoko Ora Roberts, ni Tommy Osborne, ni Tommy Hicks, ni Anche na kina, nto ni kuru hiyo nitaka ni hahu, hiyo nino na wira mutaka oniru hamoro wa muhaka laliho, wakuleela povatitha irimu, wa mutaka wa Pentecostite. Waiela, hiyo nini shukuru, ni nino vuiha ninyuo, o muluku wa ikuru.
And now today we pray that you will condition our hearts. Get ready for a great rapture that will take place soon, we believe. And if our hearts are not in condition for that, or for anything else that you have in store for us, we pray you forgive us of our shortcomings and will speak to us today through thy word.
Ntovano, olelo hiyo ninveke la wira nyuo mureherere murima ahu. Wiro kale woolika na wokushi wa ulu paleyo onroa wira ni avahilokenle, hiyo ni namini. Ntomirima sahu saahi kale sana waiyeyo, waletu ikina tonyuo murinanyu wire kale ya wihu. Hiyo ni novekela ni wira nyuo munlevelele mwaha wovo nyawahu. Ni mulavule ni hiyo olelo mwamaswanyu.
Bless the pastor of this church, its deacons, trustees, and all the laity, the members. Bless this little choir, and the pianists, the musicians. All together, bless them who enter the gates of this place.
Mureri he pastora ekereshela, matia akonwaya, akapelela musuruku, na atu tena ni rampanta. Mureri he nikuru na alipo uipanda na mukani, na alipa nope pianu, alipo uipa, otene vamosa, mwareri hala nivolo wa mikora sanipuronna.
May they go out changed each time, a little closer to you than they were when they come in. Grant it, Father. May that be so even this morning, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Wirao akume oru kunushi wakulo okati, vakivirusha ninyuo ovika na saarea okati ya avolo waya, munivahi titi, ni wira ekalesi iso, hata vasi isula, maana hiyo nimveke la mwansina na Yesu. Amen.
Now turning to the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, we read.
Vano nikunle livru ya Yesaya, ekapitulu 40, nisome.
Comfort ye, my people, saith God. Speak ye comfortable words unto Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she has received of the Lord's hand double for her sins.
Mwakuru nushe murima twaka, onihimia muluku. Mwalavu lele molu mori iriha murima atu Yerusalemu. Mwalale rewira, ohawa waya omala, sote kasaa soleve leliwa. Tiri awa hake la vara vanli mwantata napu ya mwahawa, itampi saya.
The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
Nsuna mutu ni kue la motakoni. Mulokihere piro ya apuya. Mokole lemwe mumuhinkaliwa epiro ya muluku ahu.
Every valley shall be exalted, and the mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain.
Mekoti sotene sinove nshiwa. Nimi yako ni matumu shanopwe shakasiwa. Mapuro wa lakaka animu ataleliwa. Ikulutu sino likanyihiwa.
And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
Vano ovua wapu ya onosu welihiwa, nto atu tena nrua ona vamosa tiri eano yapu ya tela vunle siso.
Now, in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, 3rd chapter, I want to read the 1st, 2nd, and 19th verse.
Vano mulivuru ni mwa Samueli, Samueli opachira, kapitulu 3, kintuna kisomei versikulu 1-19.
And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision.
Vano miravo Samueli anarumela apuya etihiwa kanieli. Ntomolumu apuya yari ori kamahikwao. Kaya kanle yoona ya kumelela.
And it came to pass at the time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see, ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. And Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called, and he answered, Here am I.
Pano ya ahira ne okatuo, okati eli arupatalene nipuro nawe, Maito awe ya ahipa cheromu ripeliha, o kawere ya ona. Mutuko wa muluku hina tutipa mpani mwapu ya, mwemu nivuku na muluku mwarea yamo, ni Samuela rupatiki. Nto apu ya ahimu ihana, vano wa ahakula, mio kiriva.
The 19th verse, And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and he did let none of his words fall to the ground.
Versikulu 19, vano Samueli ahinua, nto apu ya yarinu uo, na aoka ya ahini ya tani mosa wa molu mwaya umore lavati.
Oh, that would be enough text that we could speak on here for a month. And we could draw much context from this glorious text. But this morning, and we just have about 20 minutes to get out in proper time from our, I guess the Sunday school is over, or maybe it follows this, I don't know. But however, I want to use the text of the voice of God in this last days.
Oh, eo yamu kala yosu mayopiere awira nilavuleva mweri mmosa, ninamu yeru kumiha mosohi miasincheene mayosu meela yovua, masivasi isula, Ni hiondri na minutu sopia kamiloko miili pahi, wira ni kumeo kwa tuntune ya wayawihu. Mio kinoona wira shikola atiminku yomala walakino intaraela, mio nkisuenle. Masiuhi ya vo, mio kintuna kikushe yoso maia, nsuna muluku mahiku ala okiseria.
It's a very outstanding time. We realize that where we're speaking from in the scriptures, that It said there was no open vision in the days of Samuel. Therefore, where there's no vision, the Bible said, the people perish.
Olo katiwosu wanyeasha, hiyo ninona wira vatuva nlavula humasole mpwa, wira ehimye wira, kaya akanle yoona akumele la mahi kwa Samueli. Tivo, vatuva hikanle voyoona, bibile ehimye wira, atuwa no opwetea.
We must have a vision. And visions comes to the prophets. And it's the word of the Lord spoken to them.
Hiyo ni hano kala na yoona. Nto soona sinarwe la maprofeta. Nto ao masu apu ya anihimeriwa yao.
And we find out that Eli was not a prophet. Eli was a priest. And he was getting old. And his eyes were going dim. And he could not see to get around, great, heavy man. And he had begun to let the work of the Lord go undone.
Nto hiyo, nini pwanya wira eli kari profeta, eli ari na mukuto. Nto oo, ahipachira ulu vala, ni maito awe ahipachiro ripela. Nuuo kawere aona wira etaka seke. Ari mulo pwana mosa mulu palini olemela.
That's something like it is of today. I think the church, the organization and denominations, they've been on the field for a long time and they're beginning getting laxed. And the work of the Lord is being left undone.
Nto, ewe tuimosa ntoko siriayo lelo. Mio kinona uirekeresha, mitenkeso ni miromo lelo. So kala vapuanu kati muncheene, ni so pachero kala soote etea. Nto muteko wapu ya, onikala wohivariwa.
The word of truth. Because the church in itself has become dim-sighted. And we need today the voice of God to speak among us. Bring us back.
Masu aeke kai, okala wire keresha mansaya, enkala yonho na sana. Pano hiyo ni ntuna olelo nsuna muluku, wira ni lavule ria riahu, wira ni hoko loshe.
And see, Eli had laid down and his eyesight was failing. He was a priest and they had no open vision from the Lord. And that great need, and God has promised to meet the need of the hour. He always does that.
Ntomone, Elia ahirupati ni e, wona wewe wanivonya, o arina mukuto. Nto au kayarina wawona ya kumelele kumaka wapu ya, ni mota ya atune yaya. Nto muluku ahime wira amuvaha ya atune yokatu uo. Owo, okati woteno nira siso.
And we need the voice of God today to meet the need of the hour.
Amen.
Meet the time that we're living in. And after He has promised it, we can rest assured that He will keep His promise. That's the confidence that the believer has in his Maker. That He promised to meet the need.
Nto hiyo nini tunansuna muluku lelo. Wira nivahe ntune ayo okati. Wira nisuelo kati hiyo nikala ahu. Bano oo, banila ihenria awe yeyo. Hiyo no wero kaloro romela, wiro oo no musukanatiri awe. Eyo puro romela mulipo wami nurinawe mampatusha awe. Wira oo ohimia ovahe ntune ya.
And today, one reason that the church is in the condition that it's in is because there is so many voices. So many other voices to attract the church from the voice of God, till it's very doubtful that many would hear the voice of God, though it spoke right in their midst.
Ntolelo, niwoko naekeresha okala mamukale luriaya mo, okala wira akala masuma nchene makina wira akumihe keresha mansuna muluku, mpaka vahinku paleaya wira anchena ni muiwa nsuna muluku, na mwino nilavulake ria riaya.
They perhaps wouldn't even understand it because it would be a foreign thing to them. They have got themselves so much centered on the voices of the day.
Au, alakela kayaru awiwa sana neno. Okala wira namu kale tuyoti kini hawaiya. Au, ani tukumanya mansaya vanchene mamasu anihiku.
And if we notice in our scripture reading that the voice of God was foreign to them. And it's become that way again today. That the voice of God, there is so many other voices.
Nto hiyo na weha, mwaosoma wahu wasole mpwa, wira nsuna muluku na arina otikini hawaii yao. Nto, eyo yokala tenamuna eyo lelo, wira nsuna muluku, akala masuma nchene makina.
And then if God promised He would give us that, and if other voices are contrary to the voice of God, then it must be the voice of our enemy to confuse us, that we would not understand the voice of God when it spoke.
Nto, yakala wira muluku ahimi awira, o amu niva hanen no. Nto masuma kina yakala ruvirikana ninsuna muluku, weso nihano kala nsuna ngwana nihu. Wira nitapanye hiyo. Wira hiyo ni hiwe sana nsuna muluku, okati nino ni nlavulaya.
And we noticed it was something similar to that with Eli and with Samuel, but Eli recognized right away that it was God and it was absolutely a blaspheme on Eli.
Nto hiyo, Ninona wira eyo ya aritu imosa yolata na niile ni Eli ni Samuel. Masi Eli ahiswela na ananoru wira arimuluku. Nto nne na arikulu wiru nru wano wa Eli.
Because the voice of God speaking to Samuel had told him about Eli's wrongdoings. For he had babied his sons. And they had taken money and the flesh from the offerings that was not right. And they were doing things wrong, contrary to God's word.
Okala wira, nsuna muluku nilavulaka ni Samueli, na ahimulela ituso wira sovo nye asaeli. Maana oa hale mei hanawe, nto au ya akusha musurukuni ni inamamu asova hiwa. Eyo kayari orera, nto au yira itusota kala, sovirikana ni maswa muluku.
And Samuel had only thing that Samuel could do was speak exactly, and he was a little reluctant to do so because it was against the very place that he was sent to be raised up in, Eli, and in the temple. But Eli said, speak on.
Nto Samuela ahikalana, etu imosa Samuela awere awe wira, warula vulavekekai. Nto owa anova vakani wira siso, okala wira eo yari ovirikana ninipuro neno owa arohi wawe wira leliwe. Eli nimpani mamuluku, masi Eli kuira, mulavule, munon.
And he told him exactly what was going to happen. That Samuel or Eli's day was finished as a priest because God had spoke. And God was sending his message to Samuel the prophet.
Nto owa ahimuhimiera veke kai etu ya aro kumelela wira Samuel wala nihiku neli na ahimala ntokona mukuto. Okala wira muluku ahila vula. Nto muluku avele liha mutakawe maprofeta Samueli.
Very odd birth dedicated to the Lord from a child. God spoke to him as a child and was preparing him for a work that laid ahead. And Eli's time was finishing up.
Oyarua woti kini havanchene, ova hererua wa muluku pachere namwane. Muluku alavunle ni iyo ontokomwa namwane, ni amuto kihayo mwahawa muteko warua holo. Nto okati weli wa mala.
There is so many voices in the earth today that it is absolutely a hard thing because it deadens the voice of the supernatural.
Akala masuma nchene mulaponu lelo. Eyo veke kai tuyolipa okala wira enni vololi hansuna muera sotene.
There is so many intellectual voices, great voices. A mighty man who are intellectual, that in their intellectual conditions even shake the nations. They're just not overnight people, but they shake nations, bringing great organizations together, great campaigns, loudly.
Akala masuma nchene osoma. Masuma alu pale atu owerea ya wari osoma, yao mwamikale losaa sosoma mpaka anitiki nyamitete. Au kaipahi atu ohi woten, masi au anitiki nyamitete atakani haka mitenke susulu pale, ikampanya sulu pale votapulua.
And a person would be a bit confused. It's enough to confuse of how that these things go on and prosper. And there's voices that raise up and do these things, and it causes the voice of God to be placed way back somewhere. The true voice of God.
Ntomutu amu kaloti kinihi wavakani. Eo tiopie rawira ya atikinihe. Wamota ituya sinro aya ni unua. Ni akala masuan andhenya ni wira ituya. Nto eo, eni iri hansuna muluku kali hiwo tulini puronu. Nsuna muluku nekekai.
And the voice of God, they say, how will we know it's the voice of God? Because for today, then, it was a vindicated prophet.
Nto nsuna muluku, awa nira, ninro suwela sai wira nno nsuna muluku. Okala wira, mwaolelo, okatule na arima profeta oli piheriwa.
Now, today how we know it's the voice of God? Because it's the manifestation of the prophet's word. This is God's prophet. And the true voice of God only brings back that real, living, supernatural God with His supernatural word, with the supernatural manifestation of the true word. Then we know that it's the voice of God.
Bano olelo, mota ninsuela huira nonsuna muluku, okala wira woniherwa wansuna profeta, ola profeta muluku, nto nsuna ekekai na muluku, ni muho kolosha pahi muluku yole owerya sotene ekekai, mukumi, ni maswa owerya sotene, ni woniherwa owerya sotene wa masu ekekai, nto hiyo, nosuela wira nonsuna muluku.
Because, and that's super, there's so much other in the other realms that just almost deaden that out. But remember, it will glisten. It'll come forth. It'll do it.
Okala wira ni oer, akala manchene makina amukalelo mukina, anihalo volo liha nenno, masimupuele, non nimu aria, non no kuma, non nimu ira.
Now, there is a voice today in the world of politics. That's a great voice. And people, absolutely, in this great day of politics, it's all mixed up in their churches and everything.
Vano, no kalansu lelo molumo inkuni wa ipolitika. Non su nulu pale. Nto atu, vekekai, manihiku na nulu pale na ipolitika, au ano, sotene tisota panyia mukeresha mwaya, ni itu sotene.
And many times that we have just seen recently that the voice of politics is actually stronger than the voice of God in the churches. Or the American people would have never did what they just done. They'd have never done it.
Nto imara sinchene, wira hiyo sinona hunanano, wira nsuna ipolitika mahiko ala tinaikuru, ovika nansuna muluku mukeresha. Ahiso, atuwa Amerika kaya akala kala Irake etuwa manlia ya wira. Unona. Au kaya akala kala Iraka eyo.
If the voice of God would have been kept alive in the church, they'd have never made that mistake. But the voice of politics is so much stronger in the earth today than the voice of God until people sold their Christian birthrights for a mess of popularity, education, and political power. It's such a shame to see it.
Nsuna muluku, na kalihi weru nikumi mukeresha, au kaya akala kala iraka sovo nyeyai. Masi nsuna politika tinote pashokala na ikurumu laponu lelo, ovika na nsuna muluku. Mpaka atu atumi heyulu paliaya ya ukiristu, mwahawa mutaka nshero wosueliwa, osoma, ni ikurusa politika. Ewe tuyouli hamuru ona.
The very thing that our nation was made what it's made on, the people turned right back around and voted in the thing that we left the other country in the Plymouth Rock and Mayflower and them come over here and establish this great economy that we have.
Etwene yeyo lipiheraniwe lapu ahu, etwe lipiheraniwaya, atu arukunua kure retuli, kutanletu yeyo hiyo changwahu ilapwe kina. Nto, Plymouth Rock, ni Mayflower na akina, ya ruiye nno kukalihamu haku ula mulu pale hiyo nrinahu.
Is the very thing that we fought so hard to come out of, we put ourselves right back in its clutches. Because that the Bible speaks it would be that way.
Etui mosaye yo hiwe wania huvanchi pale wira ni kumemo, hiyo ni hihe la tomunikwari kwa nimwaya. Okala wira, bibi leo ni himia wira, ya aro kala siiso.
And the system of Eli, a priest instead of a prophet, the prophet is the word, and the priest was the church.
Nto eyeti hero yeli, namukuto ohia profeta, profeta timasu, nto namukuto aari keresha.
And it's got in such a place till it begin to get so loose that the word is foreign to the people. They don't get it. Then you can speak it and they don't understand it because they're not trained to it. Paul said, if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who will know to prepare himself for battle?
Nto, yo piera nipuro mpaka vapachenriayo kala yolula, mpaka masu anikala ayo wati kini hatu. Au kanakela, nto nyuo potu lavula yao, na vatu kaniwa, okala wira au kaiishuti hiwe mwai yao. Paulu himye wira, lope na rumihansu nohi suanyea, taani onro suwe la wili kanyihe rekoto.
The people are trained to a church voice, a church trumpet. We've got more in our Sunday school than the rest of them's got. That don't mean a thing.
Atu ishuti hiwe wira iwe nsuna ekeresha, lope na ekeresha. Hiyo no kala nanchene mushikola mwahu ya timinku, ovika na kina sirinaya. Eyo kenihi meatetu.
We've got more in our denomination than the rest of them's got. We're the biggest amongst the denominations. See, that's the kind of a voice that the people are trained for.
Hiyo no kala nanchene muromo lelo ni mwahu, ovika na kina sirinaya. Hiyo nri alu pale sheria risa miromo lelo. Mwone, o timuthi nto wansu atu yishuti hiwaya.
In the street, they go out to get the people and bring them in. Tens of thousands, times thousands in great campaigns. Bring them in.
Mpironi, awa no kumoroa waku shatuni wake liha. Imara ikonto mulokosa ikonto mukampanya ni ulu pale. Animu aruha.
What are they interested in? We got the biggest church. We got the biggest congregation. We got the highest member in Sunday school. We got the mayor of the city come to our church. That might be all good. But if that same church isn't trained to the voice of God, the gospel trumpet, what good does it do?
Awa nichali wanisheni. Hiyo nrinekeresha yulu palesha. Hiyo nirinamutuku mano mulu palesha. Hiyo nrineshkola atiminku yoma lela wata atu. Hiyo nrinamukulu palampoma oniramu keresha mahu. So tene hiyo potu kalo ratene. Masi ekeresha ene yeyo, ya ahikale yowishu tihu ansuna muluku. Lope na ihapari yorera. Murerelo sheni ni raya.
And when a thing rises just like has rose amongst our government, what's happened? The church didn't know the voice of the trumpet. And they don't know what to do.
Nto, etu ya avenyaka ntokosi iso sivenyaa eriari ya kuvernu ahu. Esheni kumelele. Ekeresha kesuenle nsuna nlope. Ni ao kayasuele etu ya uwira.
The great promise of prosperity, an intellectual giant coming in, and they went right over the very thing that the Bible predicted and brought it in. See? A political voice.
Natiri mulu pale orweria. Mutu mulu pale oso masharwaka. Nto ao, aronweva suluve tuye yo bipili ya himiawe. Kiru uhamo. Mone, nsuna politika.
And it proved that it overrode the religious voice, or they'd never done what they did. The gospel voice.
Ntondo nihoni heria wira ni vindreva suluna nsuna etini. Weso au kayakala kala irake etu iralyaya. Nsuna ihapari yorer.
Because we're promised a lot of stuff. We're promised prosperity. And no doubt but what we'll get it. But still, that doesn't mean anything to a believer.
Okala wira hiyo no lai heri wa itu sinchene. Hiyo no lai heri orueria. Nto kivananyi heria wira hiyo no kalana. Masin lelo, eyo kenihi maatetu, wamutu wamini.
Turn over in the book of Hebrews at the 11th chapter. Listen to that St. Paul speak. How they in the days wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins. Was destitute. Not a place, couldn't enter the city.
Mukunle livru ya heperi kapitulu 11. Muiri ya ne Paulu wari o lavula. Motao mahiku yeta saa ya musapala ni saiputiputi ni sapala saipuri. Yari owo moliwa, wohi kalana nipuro. Kaya awero kela mpoma.
I was reading in the Nicaea Council. One of the great issues come up at Nicaea Rome. 300 years after the death of Christ. And the great Nicaea Council. One of the great church that stood for what was right. They wanted the Bible. And the Roman converts of the first church of Rome had injected dogmas.
Mio kasoma mwamutuku mano onisea, okati miahasa akumele nliayo onisea, o Roma, yaka imia tarunu umaloko wa Kristu. Mwamutuku mano mulu pale onisea, okati ekeresha yulu pale, yaria ya yolipa, ni ile yari ekekai. Au, yaani mutuna Biblia, ni aliporu kunusha murima o Roma, aekeresha yopachera yo Roma, ya heli ya momakano.
To say, for instance, like we have Christmas. Christmas, Christ is no more born on the 25th day of December than I was. Why, the hills of Judea snowing, it contrasts all other Bible prophecies. He was born in the spring, like all lambs are born.
Wira, mweto nyero, ntoko sirinahu natale. Natale, Kristu kanayari weto nihiku na namiloko miilini matanu a adezempuru ntoko mio. Bano, matumu shoyute ya yari netapwe, nto o, eo, eni virikanyi ya sote nesikina sahimwe ni maprofeta mbipiliani. O, oyari woka tiwe povo, ntoko amwa putiputu utena ni yari waya.
Why was he born in a barn instead of a house? He was a lamb. Why wasn't he not just run up to the altar, or to this altar where he was nailed to the cross? He was led to the cross. You lead the sheep to the slaughter. He was a lamb. Then he was born when lambs is born.
Oh, ayareli weni munikoma nuhio yari wampani. Oh, harimu apwitipwiti. Oh, ahatawen liawe waltari, wala waltari wawe, vavo oh akomeli wawe muhiki manyo. O, aroi hiweva muiki manyo. Nyo muniroi haiputiputu nivi wa inama. O, arimu haputiputi. Vano o, ayari wakati iputiputi sayari waya.
But you see, to do that, they had the sun god's birthday, which on the solar system, the sun in the 5 days from December the 20th until December the 25th, there's hardly a moving at all of the sun. It varies a little each day, just longer, 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 till it hits its longest day in July. And then in December, its shortest day.
Masi, nyuwa mwone, wira iresi iso, au ya harino tapela wa iaka samuluku nsua. Yeyo, mweyeto lo ya nsua, nsua mwamahiku matanu opachera mahiku miloko miila tezemburu, mpaka miloko miili ni matano tezemburu, kokanle nakala weta wa nsua. No, nivirika na vakani kula nihiku. Ninroa netaka, mpako pia nihiku nolo kilasha mweri wa juyu. Ntovo, dezemburu, nihiku naya no waa kuvasha.
And then that little time of the 25th, from the 20th to the 25th, they had the Roman circus and the celebration of the sun god's birthday.
Ntovo, okati vakani yo wa miloko miili ni matanu, opachera mahiku miloko miili mpaka miloko miili ni matanu, ao yarine sirku yo Roma, ni utapela wa iaka samuluku nsua.
So then Jupiter, which is a Roman god, and then they injected it, and saying then, we will take the son of God and the sun god's birthday, put that together to be one great celebration. That's contrary. And all the many injections that they placed in there.
Vano nto Yupitere, yo ari muluku o Roma, ntovo au kukelihamo yirakanto. Ninromu kushamwana muluku, nutapela wa iaka sa muluku nsua, nitakanshe vamosa, wira nikale ni ira nulu pale. Eyo tiyo virikana, ni o, itusi nchene awa henlia ya mwemmo.
And then when them true man of God, who wanted to stay with the word, like Polycarp, Irenaeus, Martin, those great early sainted men who wanted to stay with the truth. And when they brought through the Nicaea Council, some of those people had been so rejected until prophets came in out of the wilderness with nothing around it but a piece of sheepskin to sit in that council. But they know the word of the Lord.
Ntovo okata shilo pwanala eke kaya muluku ya atuna okala ni masu, ntoko Polikarpu, Irineu, Martin, ashilo pwanala alupala kala hii masantu yao ya atuno kala ni ikekai, ntokate hao ya aru halia ya mpaka mutuku mano onisea, akina watu hao ya aikotu wa vanchi pale, mpaka maprofeto urwa kumaka maotakoni, ahirina ate tumai yao, yoi kalepante esa pala ya iputi puti, Wira kilati mutukumano yole. Masiao yaani suela masoapu ya.
But popularity, them 15 days of bloody politics, and overrode it. Then we had 1,000 years of dark age. But God promised that that trumpet would sound again. Always the people listens to the true voice of the Word. Always examine what you do by the Word.
Masi osueliwa. Mahiko ale mulokoni matanu apolitika yoye hipome na vekuhi chalieyo. Vano sahika la iaka ikonto sene wakati we pipi, mone. Masi muluko ahihimia wira nlopene na murumato. Okati wotene atwa ni iwa nsuna masu na ekekai. Okati wotene mutokelele sane tunyu wa munira anyu ni masu.
The voice of politics. And we in America and the rest of the world have a loud speaking voice today, and that's the voice of Hollywood. It's captured the world.
Nsuna ipolitika. Nto hiyo wa Amerika ni ilapwekina no kala na nsuni nruma vanchi palolelo. Nto nno tinsuna Hollywood. Nno no varo lumwenku.
Let somebody come out in Hollywood with something, you find it all over the country. Now, we notice that they have set a pattern for our women on their dress, their hairstyles. They set that dress.
Muhie mutu onikuma Hollywood ni itu. Nyua muno upanye yewe lapo yotene. Vano, hiyo nino na wira awa akali hetari helo ya ashiti ya nahu. Maware loaya, mota oka lihamai haya. Awa aruha maware lo yao.
The church ought to know the voice of the trumpet of God on that. But there's so much confusion because you see others do so. Examples. Don't ever pattern yourself after that kind of example because it's perishable. Always hear the voice of God, what He says about it.
Ekeresha ya haa nosue lansuna nlope na muluku mwaiyeyo. Masi wakalo tapanyia munchene, okala wira nyuo muniwona kina iraka siso. Ito nyero. Muhikala kalemu tarihela keto nyero yeyo. Okala wira eyo tiopwetea. Okati wotene, muiwele lensuna muluku. Etu oo ni hime awe mahawa iye.
And then we notice in Hollywood they raise up things. And just let me speak just a moment on this before we go further.
Ntovo hiyo ninona, o Hollywood awa nini paka itu. Ntomukie pahi kilavuleela ni hinaturo holo.
There was a thing come out not long ago that a man in Hollywood, nothing against the man. Now he's a mortal that Christ died for. But just to show you.
Ya hikala etu ya kumme kahikalai, wiramu, mulopwa na mosa o Hollywood, nkirina atantoa ni mulopwa nola vano. Owa mutunokwa yo Kristu mukwenleawe. Masi wira kiwoni heni pahi.
They invented a little thing called, the kids used called a hula hoop. Hula hoop or something. And if you ever noticed the vulgarity and things that follow that, what? In the little children. That's not right.
Ao ya hipa ketui mosa ya mukani, eniha niwa ashina mwane iraka, ihanaka hula hoop, wale etu. Nto, nyo mwa wenhe netiru ni itu ntara eyo, etu, mwashina mwane, eyo kahi oloka.
Now, Hollywood is full of the gunfighters. Now, anyone that knows history knows that them people back there in them days that was gunfighters like the different fellows, they wasn't decent citizens. They were renegades. They were like Al Capone and Dillinger.
Bano. Hollywood tosare ana kapwiti. Vano kula mutuni musuwela wahala, oni suwela wira atu otuli ya mahiko ale. Wira yara na kapwiti ntokoa, ashimiravo ovirikana, au kayara tulakea, au yaru utakalamurima, au yari ntoko Al Capone ni Dillinger.
They got a Hollywood play, they called, on the television, they called Gunsmoke. I heard on the monitor the other day, that the fellow that plays it, Arnez or something, or Arnez, or I forget what his name is, and he's supposed to take, He represents Matt Dillon, who was a sheriff in Kansas.
Awa ya aikala na musewe aoli udi, awa ni muihana mutelevisauni, awa ni muihana Gunsmoke. Ntomio ki wale monitorini ni hiku nowira, miravo yoo ni mutika Arnes, wala Etuimosa, wala Arnes, wala mioko oli alansina nawe tani. Nto oo, enanyi hariwokusha, oo rini purona Matt Dillon, yoo arimu pilisa o Kansas.
And Matt Dillon was as yellow as a rabbit. He shot 28 men in the back, innocent people, going outside of Dodge City and waiting in a bush. And when a man come along, did somebody call him and tell him that there was a certain villain coming through, and he'd stay out there, and when the man come in, and shoot him through the back.
Nto Matt Dillon, ari oo vantoko na marokolo. Oa hiwa opela shilo pwana miloko miilina atan na araru makatani. Atu ohi teketu. Akumake poma yodoji aweheria kamirini. Nto, okati mulopwa na mmosa wa arwawe, mutu mmosa animu ihana numu himera wira, ahikala muhure imosa arwe piro yeyo. Nto, ani kumavoni, okati mulopwa na wa arwawe, o animu opela makatani.
Now we find this big guy that comes down. Why, it's absolutely glorifying sin. But the little children of our country can tell you more about Matt Dillon than they can tell you about Jesus Christ.
Bano hiyo, ni mpanya wira oo miravo mulu pale, onikumelela. Bano eyo, eyo vekekai ovu wihe tampi, masi ashina mwanaela puahu, aniwere wohi mera ni vanchene muhawa Matt Dillon, ovika na nwere aya wohi mera ni muhawa Yesu Kristu.
The stores, the 10-cent stores, and the clothing department is hanging full of little toy guns with little hats that you could buy anywhere. It's all right to wear that, but I'm just telling you. You see, then the commercial world picks that thing up and makes millions of dollars off of it.
Ilosha sai centavu muloko ni manupa ikuoso warasini tomei wa moso wata sikani ikapwiti sikani soto elana ni ikofio sikani seyo siniwera ni otuma ni puro pinipuro tiore roareyo masimbio ki mioki ni molela ni pahi nyuo mone nto ao olumo enku wanakoso onikusha yetu yeyo nupaka itola remiliao sene ni yeyo.
We have what we call St. Patrick's Day. We have what we call these religious holidays, and the commercial world has picked it up, and they make millions of dollars.
Hiyo ni hanele ni hanahu, ni hiku na Patrisi uwaria. Hiyo ni hanele ni haniwa mahiku waitini. Nto olumu enku wanakoso, wokusha heyo, nto hao, anipaka itola reimilia usene.
Mother's Day, bunches of flowers. Whatever day should be an honorable day to mother. She's off somewhere old, go see her. That'll be worth more than all the flour you could send her or anything else.
Nihiku na ashimai, nikuta na malua, vano, kula nihiku na hano kala nihiku noti timihe ya mama. O rini puro ni mosa, o ulu vala, muruwe mwamone. Ewe no kala yofa ivanchene, ovika na malua otene nyuo mwaru anyu were muvele eliheria, wale tu ikina.
See, but they pick it up, it's a voice, and we blend right in with it. It's really not right. But what are you going to do? See, I'm trying to get to a point here to tell you something. What I believe, the voice is rare. The voice of God.
Mone, masi awa no kusha heyo, nonsu, ni hiyo nita kanihani yeyo. Eyo vekeka ike hiyo yoloka, masi eshe enin roa nyuira. Mone, hiyo nri pahi, mio kinere ro piani puro ni mosava. Wira kolele ne tui mosa yeyo mio, mien kupaliaka, nsuti notoa, nsuna muluku.
Now we find out if they set the pace. And did you ever notice? Our young boys has become Ricky and Elvis. You got a child named that, change it right quick. Call him number one or two or something.
Bano, hiyo ni pwenye wira ni hela ni valo. Mtonyo motoko weha, ashimira wawa ni kala Rick ni Elvis. Nyo makala na mwano niha ni wasiso, mwakaka nyevo wa kuvea, mwiha ne numeru ni mosa, wala manli, ahiso tu ikina.
Don't, that's a horrible, you say, what difference does the name mean? Well, sure it means something. Your name characterizes your life. Now, Brother Branham, you're on numerology. No, I'm not. I'm on thus saith the Lord.
Muhire, ewe tuyona nara. Nyo munira, eshe nini virika na mwansina. Vano veke kai, nino nini himi etu. Nsina nanyu, nini suanyei hamakale luanyu. Vano, muna brana, nyo murimu numeroloshia. Nari, mio nkikale. Mio kirimwa siso ni himi atapuya.
Why was it when Jacob, he lived to his name as deceiver, supplanter, Jacob. And when God changed him, he changed his name.
Mwaha washeni ya aria yokati ya kope. Owa akala ntoko nsina nawe, ntoko, ntoko mulipu owoka, na manyohola, Yakobi. Nto okati muluku murukununshawe, owa ahiru kunusha nsina nawe.
God changed Saul to Paul, Simon to Peter, certainly to have something, and Ricky and Elvis and such names as that is the modern American name which throws a child automatically right into that.
Muluku ahimu rukunsha Saulu wira kale Paulu, Simoni okala Petru, vekekai yo kala netu, nto Rick ni Elvis, nto masina nto kwao, tinsina nanana no Amerika, neno nimuri hamwana vohu puwelele ya mwayeyo.
See what I mean? I hope I don't, I better back up and don't get too far on a limb here. See what I mean? She wouldn't understand.
Muno netu ni himiaka, vano kingwehere ya wiranki. Vanrere la kitikelo tuli ni kihikelelo tai wenesha mwairinta Yehova. Munone tu ni miaka, nyuo mwaharo anyu iwa sana.
But all these things is not even understood by the common person. They don't catch it. Because they got one trend. That's all they listen to. Those voices.
Masitu sote neia nakala kasiniwi iwa sana ni mutupure au kanivara. Okala wira awa akala na mura melo mmosa. Tie yotu awa ni wiri anaya. Masu yao.
There's a voice of philosophers. Communism. Promising something that they cannot stay by. And yet a great percent of the American people are wrapped up in communism.
No okala nsuna ama filosofu. Komunizmu. Ala ihera ketu. Awa hingu waria ayokali heria. Na venlelo, epante yulu pale ya atoa Amerika, toke la mukomunizmu.
Now I've been in communism zones rather, in Germany, on the east side of Berlin.
Vano, mio kini kalaka mukomunizmu, mapura komunizmu kireke wa Alemanya, epante unikumansua wa Berlin.
They had great big houses to show the outside. You ought to walk on the inside and they're not even finished. It's a false economy. They're trying to push over something.
Au ya ikala na mampa malu pale wira yoni herota. Nyuo mwahana weta mpani mwaya. Au nakala kanama lihiwe. O mukapelelo wawota. Au anere onisukumele tui mosa.
And in Russia, the birthplace of communism, which many years ago, when I was just a boy preacher, I'd say 33 years ago, when Nazism, fascism, and communism was rising, I said, I speak in the name of the Lord. They'll all wind up in communism.
Nto Orusia, nipuro niyariwe komunizmu, yowo iaka sincheni sivinre, okati wariaka mulale imiravo, miyo kamuira iaka miloko miraruni miraru sivinre, okati nasijmu, fasijmu, ni komunizmu saavenya haya, mio kuira, mio kinilabu la mwansina na apu ya, oteni haya nroma lela mkomunizmu.
But did you ever think God has left us an avenue out if we just take it? There's only 1% of Russia that's communism. 1%. But they're the controlling percent.
Masi, nyuo motoko upuela, muluku oni hiere pire mosai ovuluwa, ya kanle wira hiyo nini tara yeyo pahi. Ari atuipante mosa pahi muaimia o Rusia. Takanle mukomunizmu. Epante mosa muaimia. Masi au tare epante ni holela.
1% of communism. 1% of Russia is communism, rather. But they control. And the same thing. Hollywood's one place. But they're in control.
Epante musamo emia ya komunismu. Epante musamo emia ya Rusia toka nile mukomunismu. Kireke. Masi awa ni holela. Nto etui mosaru. Hollywood orini puro ni mosa. Masi awa tani holela.
About 1/3 or 2/3 of the population of the United States goes to church and its church members, but they control in those denominations.
Opia ke pante aneraru, walai pante pili mataru, ya atu istatu ni itu aniro keresha. Ni atu anira mpanta wa keresha. Masi ao, anihoolela muhina wa miromo lelo iyo.
What communism needs over there is the voice of God.
Amen.
Rise up among them.
Amen.
And it'll put it to a shame.
Etwin tune yo komunismu, tinsona muluku ovenye ria riaya. Ntono, no muhele haya.
In Finland, when that little boy was raised from the dead that day, and there was Bremen 3 squares away, where this little fellow was raised up from the dead, communist soldiers, Russians, standing there with the Russian salute and the tears running down their cheeks, they said, "We will receive a God that can raise the dead."
O Finlandia, o kati mwami ravola hii mushiwawe mokwani ni hikune, nto ao ya akiruha ikuatara taru, bavo mwami ravola hii mushiwawe na mukwa. Atoropa komunismu, Arusia, yemenlene vavo ni makoma so Rusia, ni maitora moraka witoni waya, ao ira. Hiyo nomu akela muluku, ongwere wa hii musha na mukwa.
It's the negligence of the Catholic Church and the Lutheran Church and all those denominations, and they're taking all the money and building organizations and giving the people nothing. They live like the rest of the people.
Eyo tunyo nyo wa ikeresha katolika ni ikeresha luterana, ni miromo lelo iye seotene, ni anikusha musuruku otene nuteka mitenkeso nuhava hatu atetu. Awa nkala ntokwa tuwa akina.
There's got what Russia needs is a prophet to rise on the scene with the word of the Lord that can shut them out. Then that 90% will take over.
Yo kala, etwin tune yo Rusia ti profeto venya vanlakani ni maswapuya. Yo ongwerya, ongwerya umali haiyano. Nto epantia na milo komitanu na misheshe muaimia, ano shinta.
What America needs is a voice of the prophet of God who can stand up and condemn Hollywood and condemn these things in the name of Jesus Christ. And the Holy Ghost Church will take over. Too much confusion. See? Too many voices of contrast against it.
Etwin tune wa America tinsuna profeta muluku. Yo aro erovenya numula mulo liudi. Nula mula itui ya munsina na Yesu Kristu. Ntokeresha roho yo ware no shinta. Evitika vitika inchene, mone, masuma inchene, avirikanya kaneno.
The church, its voice. Each one wants more members. The Baptist wants it all. Methodist wants it all. Presbyterian. We all have these, and Catholics look like it's going to take it all. And they will. That's exactly the voice of God out of this Bible. They will rule. But the Most High God shall finally rule. The saints shall take over one day. The Bible said so. They will take over.
Ekeresha, nsunaya. Kula emose waseyo, enatu na atuanchene. Batista, enatu no tene. Methodista, enatu no tene. Presbyteriana. Hiyo tene ni hana iya. Nto akatolika anikala wira anro kusha oteneyo. Na vyawa no kusha. Nove keka itinsuna muluku nikuma mpipili animu, awa no ruma. Masi muluku mulu pala musulu okiserani, onro ruma. Masantu ano shinta, niku ni mosa, pipili ya oimesi iso, awa no shinta.
Such an awful lot of voices. Then there's the voice of the false prophet. That's a terrible voice. Man who calls himself a prophet. A prophet, of course, is a preacher. The modern word prophet absolutely means a man that preaches under inspiration.
Masu owata vote pasha. Ntono kala nsuna profeta owata. Nno nsuno uopiha. Mutumbo so nisi hanamansawe profeta. Profeta veke kaiti mulale. Nulu mwana nanano profeta mara nihimia mutu onlale ya etihiwa kanimupu shero.
There is a man who stands and calls himself a prophet and denies the word of God. Denies the truth of God. There's so many voices.
Okala mutumu mosayo ombenya niwisi ihana mansawe profeta ni ukota maswa muluku. Onikote keka ya muluku. Akala masuma nchene.
Just a few moments ago, there was a brother out there directing me where to come in up here. But I guess he wondered why I went on up the street and turned around and come back. If you're here, brother, I was listening to something. It was our colored friends, the Negro.
Okati vakani pahu vindre, ahikala munda mmosa akilo kiheramota orwava, masimio, kinona wira owa ahiti kinihi wa mwaha wa sheni mio karongu waka mpaka mpironi kurukunua kutika. Nyo mwakanlene vava munda, mio kaiweleletu, yari apatanahu oripa. Alipo oripa.
They got a temple here, and they call it the Elijah Muhammad or something. Young Elijah Muhammad, raising up with a voice and saying that they are the voice that's going to bring the colored race out of this chaos.
Awa akala nempe mosava, ntoawa niha na Elia Muhammad, wale tusiso. Mira welia Muhammad, omvenya ninsu airaka wira au tari nsu ninroa waku miha, loko na atu ori pa mwevitika vitika nimu.
That, you see the very thing, they're Muslim this year, they're mosque. Well, don't you see that the very background of it, it's wrong.
Eo, nyuo mwone, etuye yo maka ayo riva. Mushikitaya, vano, nyuo kamunona wira, mupacherelo haya tiwobonyea.
The colored people, just like the white people, brown people, and yellow people. Not back to Mohammedism, but come back to Christ. The very principles that the Bible teaches. Mohammedism is against the word.
Atu oripa. Arinto kwa atu utela, atu okwila, atu anchano. Kautikela we, otikela we makani, masutikela wa Kristu. Ikanose yo Biblia ya sinishu tihawe, emaka tiovirikanyi hamasu.
I had the privilege of leading 10,000 Muhammadans to Christ one time, at Durban, South Africa.
Vano, meoka aikala na murerelo wowe tiharamaka ikonto muloko wa Kristu, emare mosao Durban, Afrika du Sul.
It produces nothing but psychology. And psychology is all right. As long as psychology don't deny the word. But when psychology denies the word, then psychology is wrong. It gives an uncertain sound.
Eyo keniruha te tuyoika la psikolojia. Nto psikolojia tiorera, e psikolojia ya haikote kerumasu. Masi okati psikolojia ni kota amasu, wese psikolojia yovonya. Ewe ni ruhan sunohi suwanya.
There's everything else will pass but God's word. Jesus said so. Heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. So you see, we must stay with the word. The voice.
Ituso tene sino vira, masimasomu luku nari. Yesu ohimesi iso, erimu ni ilapo ya vati sino vira, masimolu mwaka kankala kalaviraka. Vano nyuo mwone, hiyo ni hano kala ni masu. Nsu.
So many confused things. The people get up, they don't know the word, and they say things. And maybe it sounds very reasonable. Communism is a very reasonable thing. Everybody the same. There's no more capitalists, they're all communists.
Itusinchene sota panyea. Atwa no venya, au kansuela masu. Vano awa no himia itu, ntualakela siniwe ya ntoko soto kelele ya vanchene. Komunizmu, etu yoto kelele ya vanchene. Atu utene yeyo, kakale tomakapitalista, au tene makomunista.
Did you ever stop to think that that's a false revival, communism is? And where did he pattern it after? Jesus said the two spirits would be so close it would deceive the elected if possible.
Nyuwa moto koweme la wira mupwele, wiro muhakalali hoota, komunizmu. Nto otakinyeva aitari helo wasotene iyo. Yesu imia wira, iroho iyo pili, saro kalasoli kana, yaro ayo otota ale otanliwa vaweryanea.
And everything the devil's got, it's a perversion of what God created. Sin is righteousness perverted. A lie is the truth misrepresented. Adultery is an act that God ordained is too perverted.
Nto ituso te ne shetonu rinawe, ohononiwa we tumuluku patushaliawe. Etampi esharie hononiwe. Wota tike kayohi tapuleliwa sana. Oraruati ti muteko muluku nirumiawe, wohononiwa.
All unbelief is the perversion of belief. You have to deny the truth in order to take the perversion. See, straighten out these voices. Test them by the word and see if it's truth.
Ohamini wotene, ohononea wawamini. Nyo muhano kote kekai, wira mkushe ele hononiwe. Mone, mokolele maswao. Mwerede ni masu, ntomone akanlene kekai.
Oh, how we could go on these voices of the day, but our time's past. But so many voices that people don't know what to do.
Oh, mota naroa huero himashasha maswa lolelo, masi okatia huovira, masi akala masumanchene, atwa hinsuela etu yowira.
The Methodists will finally hear a Baptist preacher. They'll go over there. They'll stay there while then they go to Lutheran.
Ametotista wokiserani, ano mui wa mulale ipatista. Awa no roa weyo, awa no kala iwo kativakani, na anoro no roa wa Luteranu.
And in the Pentecostals, they have different groups. One will run to one and one to another. Then back and forth. It shows you're not stable.
Ni mwa Pentecostite, awa kala na makuru virikana, mmoso no roa wa mmosa, na ve mmosa wa mukina, otika nuroa. Eyo noni herawira nyuo kamulimpe.
Hear his voice.
Amen.
Here it is, wrote on paper. The voice will be confirmed if it is the truth.
Mwiwele lensu nawe, nina niriva, nilempwe vapapeloni, nsu nino lipiheriwa, nino nakalaru kekai.
The church world don't know what to do. The political world is in chaos. Everything seems to be in chaos. Fellows run from here, something else rises up, some jacket, some coat.
Olumwenku wa mukeresha konsuele tuyo uira. Olumwenku wa politika, orimwe vitika vitika. Ituso otene sinkala ntokosi rimwe vitika vitika. Atu ano chawa kumaka nino, etuikina teni venya, ekamisa, ekasako.
When I was in Rome, they got 19 different vindicated nails that was drove in Jesus' hand. And there's only three. But yet they've got the record at 19 different nails.
Okati wa ariako Roma, au ya aikala na misoma rimuloko ni tanunashe shesoli pihiwa, seyo saa komeliwe matata ni mwa Yesu. Nto sirita arupahi, masinlelo au akala na valempuaya, misoma rimuloko ni tanunashe shesoli virikana.
Now what difference does it make? Who has the nail? Christ never left us nails to worship. He left us the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
By his word.
Vano, evrikanelo sheni nikala uolore na musomari. Kristu katonko ni hiera hiyo misomari uhira ni kokoreleke. O ni hiendre roho yo waria mwamaswawe.
These signs shall follow them if they'll have the original nail. These signs shall follow them if believe. They'll belong to the denomination I started. He started none. See how the voice is contrary?
Miri iria iya sinimu atara ala nroa wamini. Ano kala na misomari sekekai, awa no kala na... Miri iria iya sinimu atara ala nroa wamini. Animu ira mpanta wa mutenke somio kipachenriaka, o kapachenri atamosa. Muno na mota nsuni ria anovirikana.
But these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. There's the word. They shall speak with new tongues. Take up serpents that will not harm them. If they drink deadly things that will not bother them. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. And you watch these things, plus all the rest of the scripture, put together.
Masi, miri ria yasini muatara ala nroa wamini. Mwansina naka, awa noa uomola shetwani. Vota rimasu. Awa noa lavula ni ilavu lelo isya. Anoa vara inoa, seyo si hindroa wata kalia. Awa ya uri aitusi niiva, kasi hindroa wahasha. Awa ya uisha atera matata haya reta, awa noa vona. Ntonyua muwehe ituia ni sote nesikina masole mpwa. Muheleva mosa.
Now that alone will not confirm it. Not at all. That's where we Pentecostals get on the wrong road.
Vano, eyo mekaya kenili piheria. Nakala, diva avo hiwa Pentecost ni roa ahu ipiro yobo nye.
Did not Jesus say many will come to me in that day and say, Lord, have not I done mighty things in your name? Have not I prophesied in your name? Have not I done all this in your name? And Jesus said, depart from me, you that work iniquity. I never knew you.
Yesu kahimye wira, anche na ni moro wa mioni hikune ni wira. Puya, mion kivandre itusulu pale mwansina nanyu. Mion kilalendre mwansina nanyu. Mion kivandre iya sote ni mwansina nanyu. Nto Yesu kuira, mukume wa miyo, nyuo munira sota kala. Mion kinato kuhosu welani.
Do you see my sisters and my brothers why I'm so condemning and indicting this generation?
Munno na shinaka atiana na alopwana mahoni lamulela akavanchi pale ni ulu melan lokonna.
You might speak with tongue like men and angels. You might dance in the spirit all around the church. That has nothing to do with it. I've seen Muhammad's dance around like that.
Nyopo tulavula ni lavulelo ntokwa tuni malaika. Nyopoti wina muroho ni mukeresha motene, eyo kirina nata ni yeyo. Mio kini wonaka maka wina siso.
I've heard in the witch doctor's camp, seen the witches stand up and speak in tongues and interpret it and tell exactly what was going to happen, and it happened that way.
Mio kini wiwaka matotoro, mashasha ni mwakwiri, owona kwiru venya nulavu la ilavu lelo, nutapulela, nuhimia orate ene tu ya aro kumelela, kikumelela siso.
I've seen even a pencil raise up. And write in unknown tongues, the only one there could read it. It was of the devil.
Mio kinonaka atela api ovenya nulepa mata avo hisueliwa. Nukala mmosapahi awero soma na veari ya shetwani.
You can't base your eternal destination up on some sensation. Satan can impersonate any of those sensations.
Muhili pihereke mukisoroanyi woi malavasuluva monelo. Satana, oni wero taki hakula mosa wa mione lo iyo.
Not, it's to know Christ. Something changes in your life. Watch your life and pattern it with the word and see where you're at. Taking inventory. Certainly.
Kahi, eyo musuela Kristu. Etuno virikana makalelo ni mwanyu. Muwehe, mukalelo anyu, ntomulikanyi ni masu. Vano mwoneva tuvari anyu. Muiraka mwali kelo vekekai.
In spite of all these impersonations, false voices, false prophets, all these other things that's rising up, Jesus still said, in spite of all of this, if any man will hear my voice and follow after me, he is the word.
Inamwimi taki heroia sotene, masu wota, maprofeto wota, itu sote na iya sikina simvenya, Yesu nlelo himia uira, enamui sote na iya, mutu aiwansunaka kukitaramio, oti masu.
Listen his commission to us today, and all these voices, which I said it would take hours to bring out all these voices. And it's confusing to the people. It's a pathetic thing.
Nguiria ne mute kwawe wa hiyo olelo, mama swalo tene, yao mio kihimiaka uira yamu kusha iwora, wira kiime maswalo tene. Nto eyo tiyo wati kini hatu. Ewe tuye lolo.
And after all, you don't get the second chance, you got to take it now. You might not get a chance tonight. You might not get a chance tomorrow. It's now. When you hear my voice, Harden not your heart, as in the days of provocation.
Ntonuma la sotene, nyo kamurino kati wanenli. Nyo muhano kusha neno nanano. Nyo potu ikala no katu hiula. Nyo potu ikala no kati melo. Tinanano, mwai waka nsunaka, muhilipihe murimanyu, ntokoma hiku wapachi wawe.
Now is the time. This is acceptable time. That if any man will hear my voice, that goes to show that his voice would still be there in the midst of all the chaos. He's still got a voice.
Vano turu ukati, ola pukati wokupalea wira kula mutua iwansunaka. Ewe no rua woni hera wira nsunawe, na amuro kala vavwe ria rievitika vitika yotene. O nlelo kala nansu.
Why? His voice will ever remain. Here it is. Heavens and earth will pass away, but my voice shall not pass away. His word.
Mahawasheni, nsuna weno kala mahiku utene. Ele riva, erimu ni ilapo ya vatisi no vira, masi nsuna ka kanimvira. Maswawe.
Let's just take, say, another 5 minutes, quickly. Will you stay that long, or a few minutes? I'll hurry. Let's just take some who heard this voice and obeyed it. How it made them act. What it made them to do.
Nruwe pahi nikushe nireke minutu mitanusikina na ananuru. Muno werea, muno kalo katiyo wala minutu vakani, vano kinimu akuva. Nruwe na akusha musamusa ya iwale nsuna kuiwelela neno. Mota nno na awiri halia ya wira. Etu na awiri halia ya wira.
I'm going to bypass a lot of scripture here. Just in order to get the right straight to you. How it changed their lives and all them that was about them. How they become the oddball. We call it oddball.
Vano kinro vira sinchene wa wasole mpwava. Wirewe lukame na ananuru mwanyuo. Mota no narukunsha lia makale loaya na ale ariva kiviru ni yao. Mota o ya kandia yotikiniha. Hiyo niha na otikiniha.
Every man that ever did believe God was considered an oddball. Because if you're in the trend of the world, there's something wrong with you.
Kula mutu otonkomwa amini muluku, aiha ni wantoko otikiniha. Okala wira, yuwa mwataramwete lo wa maulumu enkuni, yokale etu vonyeye ninyuo.
To be a Christian, you have to be an oddball. For all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecutions of the world. He was in the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Quickly now, listen close to as we close.
Okala mukiristu, nyo muhano kale otikiniha. Maano tene ala nikala makale lore ra makiristu Yesu, ano lupatua mulaponi. O harimo olumu enkuni, olumu enku patushweni iyo, na volumu enku kiwamu suwenle yo. Vowa kuvea vano, nguiri anorate eno kati nimali hao.
Adam heard his voice. In the cool of the evening, and had fellowship with him. There was no condemnation to Adam. He heard the voice of God and said, Father, now I lay me down to sleep.
Atamu ahi wansunawe, mweri irelo ya makaripi, haipatana niyo. Kiwakanla atola muliwa muatamu. Owa ani wansuna muluku, ntoo kuira, titi, Vano kinoru pati wira kirupe.
And he laid down an Eve on his arm. The lion, the tiger, and the wild beast laid right around him. There's no harm. No way of getting sick. No way of wondering if they wake up in the morning. They're going to wake up. Adam heard his voice in the way that he ought to have heard it.
Vano wahiru pati, ntohawa mono ni mwawe karamu nantavi. Ni namaso wali simurukurendre neyo kaya kanla atayota kala atena muna yo wereiwa atena muna yo shanka sinto amu venya vasi isu awa no ro venya atamu ani wansunawe waina muna atune ya yawira aiwene no.
But one day he heard his wife's voice. I better leave that alone for a while. But he listened to the wrong voice. Yet it was his wife. The closest tie he had on earth.
Masinihiku ni mosa, o aiwele nlensuna amwarawe. vanrere la mio kihieyo kati vakani toko. Masi o, ai wele nlensu novo nye ya. Enamu ya kanle ramara we, lute no pitana sha, o harina we mulaponi.
Why didn't he like Job, thou speakest like a foolish woman? If it would, the whole human race would be living instead of dying. It changed the course of human beings and time.
Mwahawasheni o ahahimi awe ntoko yobi. Nyo munlavu la ntoko mutia nova huwa. Nto o airale siiso. Loko notene na atu na aro kalaka ohio kwa. Eyo ya ahiru kunusha mukalelo atu nukati.
But he heard a voice of God. He had fellowship with it. But when he turned, how did he know that his wife was wrong? Remember, it was pleasant.
Masi o ahi wansuna muluku. O ahi patana ninenno. Masukatu warukunu wawe, o aswenle saiu iramara o yahivonya. Mupuele, nonari nosivela.
We think today that our organization church, we think that our prosperity today is God smiling upon us. It looks good.
Hiyo nupuelo lelo, wira mutenke swahu, ekeresha. Hiyo nupuela wira orela wahu lelo, timuluku nitela. Eyo nikala ntoko yorera.
It looked good when Micah stood there before the 400 prophets and the whole land belonged to him and the Philistines was on it. It was the Syrians. It looked good.
Yone antoko yorera okati mika emelia wevale oholo wa maprofeta imia sheshe. Ni ilapo yotene ya ari awaya nave afilisti ya ari mwemmo ahiso Assyria. Yone antoko yorera.
These prophets is telling, go out there, that belongs to us, take it. But it wasn't the voice of God. Micah turned around and cursed the voice.
Maprofeta la yahimi awira, muroweke eyo tiawinyu mwakushe. Masino kanari nsuna muluku, ntomikaya ahiru kunua kutakali hansunne.
And how did he know to do that? Because his vision was exactly with the Word. That's the only way to trust it and see it today. It's got to be on the Word.
Nto owa asuela sai wira yeyo. Okala wira yona liawe, ya arura tene ni masu. Eyo tina munemosa pahi oro romela ni wono lelo. Ehano kala mamasu.
Then, did you notice? After Adam listened to another voice besides God's voice, his own wife. And the church is listening to the voice of her organization. Injecting into them creeds instead of the Word. Letting them live any way they want to. As long as they go to church and a member of a certain church. That's all matters.
Bano nyua moweha. Bamanlia watamu iwele lansuni kina ohi ansuna muluku. Amo araweo. Ni kereshe ni iwele lansuna mutenke swaya. Ahela kamo yami nelo ohi amasu. Ya ahiaka okala kule na munawa ntuna haya. Ao ya aruako rukeresha ni wira mpanta wekereshe mosa. Eyo ten tunea.
Closest connection that the believer has on earth to them is the church. But the believer, the real believer, the closest connection is the Holy Spirit and God's Word.
Lute no pitanasha mutu owame nurinawe mulaponi, wao ekeresha. Masi mutu wamine kekai, lute no pitanasha tiroho yoware, timaso muluku.
So you find out that Adam realized his condition. And he heard the voice of God calling again. And he was in fig leaves then. But it was a voice of condemnation. Why have you done this?
Siso nyo mundipwenya wira atamu ahisuwe la mukale loawe. Ni ahi wansuna muluku ni hanakato. Nave o, ari makuku ni mwefi kukatuo. Masino, na ari nsuna ola muliwa. Nyo muirenle ni tuila.
I wonder if America today, or the world in its religious uproar as it is. In America, swallowed, being swallowed up. It'll be a national religion pretty soon.
Mio kini tikinihiwa sinto Ameriko lelo, wala olumwenku, mwama wo waya aetini, ntoko siriaya na Amerika omiriaka, amiriwaka, eno kale tini yelapo yotene vohilo kelasha.
Who's sitting before me? I know it's tapes and it'll go all over the world. We have tape programs that every message takes the whole world in. All other countries.
Tanuki lantu holo waka, meo kosue la wira iya ifita sinro roa molumu nkuni motene. Hiyo no kala nitoki hero muteko wa ifita, wira kula mutaka onikeli holumu nkuotene, ilapo sote nesikina.
But if you look and see, they're standing in fig leaves. When the true voice of God comes out, they don't know what to do about it. It's confusing. They don't know what to do.
Ahe, vano nyua mwawe haniwona, nyua murima kuku ni mwaifiku. Okati nsune ekeka inamuluku nikumaya, au kansuele tuyo uira ninenu. Eyo tioti kiniha, au kansuele tuyo uira.
Quickly, Noah heard the voice of God. He was preparing to save his life. And he followed the instructions and he stood.
Na na noru, noe ahi wansuna muluku. No na amuto kihawira nivulushe kumiawe. Ntowa ahitara soruma, sote ne kukalasiso.
If a man hears the voice, now listen, gets this real good. Don't fail. If a man hears the voice of something, and if it's proven to be the voice of God, and on time, and then that proceeds forth from the man, heavens and earth will pass away, but that word can't pass away.
Mutu aiwansu, pano ngwiriane, muvarelo ratenesha, muhivonye. Mutu aiwansu netu, ni yoya lipiheri warukala nsu na muluku, ni mwaokati haya, nto eyo nakuma wa mutu, erimu ni ilapo ya vatisi, no vira. Masimaso au kanvira.
Noah heard the voice and condemned the world. And they laughed in his face because his message didn't cope with their scientific achievements. But it rained and destroyed the whole world. His voice that went forth, the seed was laying there. Every age it's been the same way.
Noe ahi wansu ni nahila mulolu mwenku. Vano, au ya anite ya wito wawo kala wiramu, mutaka awe kiwalika na nisopwa nyasaya sasiensia. Masi ya ahiru pepula kuho nonolumu enku otene. Munona, nsuna we na kumme, epio ya arimu emmo, kulo okati nikala siso.
Samuel, alarmed when he heard the voice of God, that he was go ahead to condemn Eli, the man that had nurtured him. The man that had been a daddy to him. And it raised him up and fed him.
Samueli, ahi tutua okati vai wali awe nsuna muluku, wiro wari, ahi romula mule eli, mulopwa na yowa amulenle, mulopwa na yowa akanle ntokoti iti awe, amulenle ni amulinhe.
Minister brothers, shall I? Ministers many times. Upon their denominational grounds and creeds, their credentials in their pocket, of the very pappy, the very organization that's nurtured them and fed them and brought them up in position, they put them in church and put them in a congregation. You have to knock down to what they teach.
Ashin na lalei, mio kahana, alalei imara sinchene, Vasuluva ilipi hero samiromo lelo saa ni yami nelo. Ipapelo so kupaliwa waya mumfuko ni mwaya. Sati iti haya, mutenke soyo wa alenle ni waliha. Ni waruha ni ukwake liha mukeresha. Kwake liha mutuku manoni. Nyo muhano wana na iye awa nishuti haya. Munone.
What a horrible thing it would be for a true servant of God to hear the voice of God and have to come back to that same mother organization. Say, you're condemned because you don't receive this word.
Mota ya aro ayo kale etu yota kala, wamurume ya keka ya muluku, wiwa nsuna muluku, nukala otike la mutenke soyo ome yawe, wira, nyua munola muliwa, wakala wira kamunake la maswala.
What a thing, it was hard for Samuel. But he was a prophet. He had to do it. Regardless of the word heard or not, he had to do it anyhow.
Etusheni, yari omurikela Samueli, masi o ari profeta, o ahana wira, bohi chala sinto ya amuroa wini hamurima wala nari. O ahana wira na muna pina muna.
Moses heard the voice of God. He was full of theology. He knew all the ins and outs, but it failed. He heard the voice of God. Moses was never the same. And no man is never the same.
Moise, ahi wansuna muluku. O ari osare ya teolojia. O anisuela sotene ovolo wanukuma. Masa ahivonya. O ahi wansuna muluku. Moise ka kanle to mosaru. Nto kavo mutu nikala mosaru.
You might hear in your ears the voice speaking, but when you hear in your heart,
that's it,
the voice speaking, then you're hearing.
Nyopoti wiwo waruni wanyu. Nsuni lavulaka. Masi okati muni wanyu murima ni mwanyu. Nsuni lavulaka. Mone. Ntonyo mundamu iwa.
You do not see with your eye. You look with your eye. You see with your heart. You see something, say, I just don't see it. You mean you don't understand it.
Nyo kamunona nito nanyu. Nyo muniweha ni nito nanyu. Nyo munona ni murima anyu. Nyo mone tu ni wira. Miyo nkinoneyo. Enihimia wira kamuniwa sana.
You do not hear with your ears. You hear with your heart. Many times your ears hears the true voice of God and it falls off you like water off of a duck's back. But when you really hear, you hear with your heart.
Nyo kamuniwa ni maru anyu. Nyo muniwa ni murima anyu. Imara sinchene, maru anyu aniwa nsuna muluku nekekai. Na veno no terekuwa mwanyuon toko masi otuliwa nrata. Masukati muniwa anyu vekekai, muniwa ni murima anyu.
And all the theology that Moses had, he hadn't heard the voice of God, but one day, God called this 80-year-old sheep herder over to one side and spoke to him, and he caught it. He proved that he was God.
Nto teoloshi yotene Moise arinawe, o kai wale nsuna muluku. Masinihiku ni Mosa, muluku ahimu ihana makampusu ula iputiputi, ayaka miloko mitanu na miraru. Mpake pante Mosa kula vulani yoo, vano owa ahivara neno. Owa aho na wira, ola arimuluku.
First thing he'd done to Moses is vindicate his word. I'm going down, I remember what I promised. And this is what he promised for the last days.
Amen.
He'd raise up a people from the Gentiles. All the promises.
Etuyo opachera owa amwire nliawe Moise, waruli pihera maswawe, mio kino okurua. Mio kihupu wele tu ya ahimiaka. Nto elati itu owa ahimali awe. Wamahi kukisera. Owa arua wavensha atumu amalapo. Na anatiru utene.
This I promised. Said Moses. Take off your shoes. In other words, honor it. Now throw down your staff. And a dry stick off the desert became a serpent. And Moses caught it and went back to its condition again.
Mio kuhimiela. Kuira. Moise. Murule shapatu sanyu, mwamolu mwamakina, mutitimi henenno, vano murie levatito otu anyu. Nto ekopoyo uu mayamotako ni kutatuwe noa, nto Moise kutota kutike la mukale loayato.
He knew that was God because God said, the word of God, the word that he was speaking, said, throw down the stick in your hand. That's God's word.
Munona, owa aisuwe la wira arimuluku, okala wira muluku ahimia. Maso muluku, masu yao owa alavu lawe kuira, murihele toto rimatata ni mwanyu, au maso muluku.
Don't try to do the same thing, that ain't God's word to you, that's God's word to Moses. Here's God's word to you.
Muherere wire tui mosaru, au kahiyo maso muluku wanyuo, au maso muluku wa Moise, va atari maso muluku wanyuo.
Throw down the stick, it turned to a serpent, so now you're afraid of it, pick it up by the tail, back it went again. God's word to him. What did he do? God vindicated his word.
Murihele toto, o kutatuwe noa, kuira, vano nyua munimova, muvaro muila niwaya, ntoeo kutikelato. Maso muluku wa iyo owo, o airale sheni, muluku alipie nre maso awe.
Yeah. I had a call here a few months ago, about a year ago. A little lady on the end of a telephone connection with a Baptist preacher and a Pentecostal preacher.
Miyo kaimu akelo raa miva mieri vakani sivindre, vopiaka, vokala o, yopie ya kantero, yovikane ya kantero. Muhano mmosa mwamu kani, epante kina telefoni, nimulale imosa patista, nimulale imosa mupente koshte.
She said, Brother Branham, the Lord has made me a prophet. I said, fine. Said, you know, I'm told that you said that you bore record that my ministry was of God. Now, I couldn't do that. That's contrary to the word. So I said, lady, that's an error. I don't even know you.
O kuira, muna brana, apu ya akikali hamutia na profeta, kuira varera, kuira, mosuela, mio kinileli wa wira nyuo muhimia wira nyuo, nyuo mokalelo na mona wira muteko ako ni rawa muluku. Vano mio nkakan lo wira eyo, eyo tiovirikana ni masu. Vano mio kwira, muhano, eyo tiovo nye, mio nakalankino suwelani.
And the Baptist preacher, I heard the Pentecostal preacher. She said, well, I'm having a meeting here. And said, the Lord is doing great things. I said, I'm grateful for that.
Ntomulale ipatista, mio kimuiwa mulale mupentekosti. O kwira, vano kirina mutuku manono. Nto kwira, apu ya nipaka itusulu pale. Mio kwira, mio koshukuru mahawa ye.
She said, I said, has he ever told you anything yet? Said, yes, I've got a great program in hand. I said, wonderful. I said, now watch your program. I said, what did the Lord tell you?
O kwira, mio kwira, awa atoko ole elani itu. Kwira, ayo, mio kotoki hamuteko mulu pale matata ni mwaka. Mio kwira, varera, mio kwira, vano muteko anyu tuvi. Mio kwira, apu ya yohimendre ni sheni.
He said, go to Phoenix, Arizona on a certain date. And that I'm going to give you the Lost Dutchman gold mine. And you're going to take this gold that's found in there, and you're going to sponsor missionaries around the world. When we all know that the Lost Dutchman mine is a legend.
Oh, kwira, oro Phoenix, Arizona, ni hiku kata, ntomio kinrua ovahani mukotu ule wa ewero Dutchman urimele. Vano nyo muno kushe ewero yotene ni panya ni ameme, muno roa waka lihera na malale ya mulaponi motene. Hiyo tene ni suenlene wira mukoti Dutchman urimele hantisi.
So he said, I said, well, I'll tell you how to find out whether it's God or not. I said, you be there on that day. And if it's, you find the Lost Dutchman mine, then it's God. If you don't find the Lost Dutchman mine, then repent and get that lying spirit off of you. That's how to find out where it's God or not.
Bano uo himia, mio kwira, ahe, mio kinimolela ni mota osuela, ari muluku wala nare. Mio kwira, mukalewa iwo ni hiku neno, ntonyuo mapanyaru mukoti Dutchman, vano owo muluku, mwai panyaru mukoti Dutchman urimele, weso murukunu shemurima, ni muamole roho eyo yowo tamanyuo. Eyo tina muna osuela, ari muluku wala nare.
God said Moses stood on a stick, it'll turn to a serpent, he did it. He said, pick it up, it'll be a stick again, he did it.
Muluku kwira, Moise, murihe levatito oto no tatu enoa, o kwira eyo, o kwira, muvarento eno kala tototo. Oh, kwira eyo.
When God makes a promise of a ministry in this last days, he'll confirm it just exactly the way he said he would do it. Then you know you got the right voice. You're listening to the right thing because it's the word being confirmed.
Okati muluku ni muhimi awe natira muteko mmosama hiko alo kisera. O no mulipihe rorate ene, siso o himi awe wira amuro mupaka. Bano nyuo munosu wela wira murinansu na ekekai, nyuo muniwe lele tuye ekekai, okala wira timasu anilipi heriwa. Munona.
Oha, I'm sorry. All right, Moses acted different. Look what a funny thing Moses done. Now always when you're following the voice of God, you're crazy to the world.
Oh, mota, kilevele liwe mio, varera, Moise irale vovirikana. Nkawehani itusheni, etu yote inha Moise irale yawe. Vano okati wote nyuo mwataraka nsuna muluku, nyuo mamulolova maito ni volumu inku.
The next day found Moses with his wife sitting on a mule and a young one on her hip, or that's southern, child, on her hip. And there there was this old man with beard hanging down like this, his bald head shining, a stick in his hand, leading a little donkey, going right down toward Jesus with as hard as he could go. Somebody said, Moses, where are you going? Going down to Egypt to take the thing over.
Niku no tarlana kumpanya Moise. Ni mwara wa muenle ne puru, ni mwami ravo muyunu ni mwawe. Ahiso, eyo tio ni kumansua, mwanamwane, muyunu ni mwawe, nto awe ya arisa vavo. Mulopo na mutoko enola ni ireru simorelaka vatini tokosi isa, ni murwawe wantari wa ariaka, ni toto mmatata ni mwawe, amuetiha kapuru mwamu kani, arwaka weshi ituvo waku vasha ntokosa ore ya oroa. Mutumo sakuira, Moise, munroa vai, kinroa weshi ituwira kashi ntetuile.
Wherewith he had failed as a young man. He failed as a military man. But here he was going down to take over. And he did it. Why? He had heard the voice of God and seen it vindicated. For his day. For the things that was to be in his day, he saw it.
Wei wowo wavo nyawe ntoko miravo. Owa ahivo nyantoko mulopo na mmosa na koto. Masiva, owa amuro ushinta. Nto owa ahira, mwahawa sheni. Owa arimu iwa nsuna muluku kona neno lipi hiru wa mwani hiku nawe. Waitusa atune yokala ni hiku nawe. Oh, ahona.
Paul, a self-styled Pharisee, just as full of theology as he could be. But one day, he heard the voice of God. He saw a pillar of fire. And he knew there was something different. It changed his life.
Paulo, mfarisai namuna ya wawe, osare ya teolojia sintokosa ore hao kala, masini hiku ni moso wa ahi wansuna muluku, owa aho na lumi na moro, bano kusu elawira ya aika letui mosai ovirikana, eo ya ahiru kunusha makale loawe.
No matter how many Pharisees, how many Gamalias or anything else could cry out to Paul, you're wrong, Paul had heard the voice of God. He knew it was the truth.
Hata wira ya kanla farisa kathi, makama liela kathi, wale tupi itwiki na ya oro mkuwele la Paulo, nyua muovonya, nyua muovonya. Paulo ahi wansuna muluku. Owa aisu wala wira nno narike kai.
Peter, religious as he could be, keeping the traditions of the elders, he would not eat any meat. No, sir. He would have nothing to do about it at all. He was really keeping the traditions of the elders right to the word.
Pedro, natini, ntokosa ori hao kala, asukaka ipatu sahumu. O karo kura tena ma, nari mulopwana. O karo kala na nata niyo nakala. O veke kai, asuka ipatu sahumu, volika na nimasu.
What happened? One day he heard the voice of God. Don't call that common unclean when I make clean. He was a changed man. He is ready to go anywhere the Lord sent him.
Esheni iranenye, ni yuku ni mosa, owa ahi wansuna muluku. Muhi ireleke ya muiko ni otakala, ele mio kireri haliaka. Owa ari mutuvirikana. Owa ari olikana, wira arwe nipuro pinipuro apu ya yamuru maya.
Closing, I might say this. There was a man one time who was a believer. He'd been dead 4 days. He was in the grave, stinking rotten. But he heard the voice of God speak, Lazarus, come forth!
Kimalihaka, mio potu himiela. Aikala mulopwa na mmosoka timmosa ari mutu uamini. O ari mo kwa mahiku masheshe. O ari mahie anukaka ounta. Masi o ahi wansuna muluku lavula. Lazarus, mukumela ota.
And if it brought a man forth after being dead and rotten, what ought to do to a church that still has life in it?
Amen.
It ought to resurrect them. In the mess of all of these voices that we've talked about, religious, politics, Hollywood, all the false prophecies and things that's gone out.
Bano ya kalawira nno naaimu ruha mutu amanle no kwa ni unta. Eshe nino naaruwa ya wiri hekeresha nlelo irinekumi mwayeyo. Nno naahana wahi imusha mwevitika vitika wa maswala otene hiyo ni lavu lahu. Aetini, ipolitika, Hollywood, oprofeta otene owota ni itusi nkumelela.
In the midst of all of it, the true voice of God will call a man that's dead in sin and trespasses to life again. It ought to take a backslidden church and call it to life again. Sure.
Eriari wa sotene iyo, nsuna muluku neke kai, no muihana mutu, okuhie mutampini nisota kala, wira tikele tokumi. No na hano kushekeresha yoko otawamini, ni uihana wira tikele tokumi. Veke kai.
Remember, in closing I say this, then I'll close. Jesus said the time would come when all that was in the grave would hear the voice of God. You're going to hear it. No matter what condition you're in, you're going to hear it anyhow.
Mupuele, kimalihaka mio kinihimiela, ntovoki no maliha. Yesu uhimia, okati wa morwa, yo wotene ale ya arimahie, ya arua ya wiwa nsuna muluku. Ninyuomu no rua wiwa neno, ata wira murimu kalelosheni, nyuomu no rua wiwa neno, enamuna pinamuna.
And some of them that come out of the grave will come to condemnation. They hear the voice, but it's condemning. And if you hear it today, the day after so long a time when you hear my voice, harden not your hearts, as you did in the days of provocation.
Nto, akina wale anro kuma mahie, anro elola muliwa. Awani wansu, nya, no no la mula. Nto nyuo mwaiwaru neno lelo, olelo vaviraliayo kati munchene, nyuo mwaiwaru nsunaka, muilipie mirima sanyu, sintoko muiralianyu mahiku pachiwawe.
If you, Pentecostal people, grouping yourself out in creeds again, in worldliness, having a form of godliness, and denying the power thereof. before you have to rise in the resurrection to be condemned, because the voice of God that speaks to you now through the Word will condemn you in that day.
Ni variwira nyuo atwa Pentecosti, muitukumanya kama yaminelwe marikina, ni tuso ulu mwenku, mwonea kantoko atu otunku, nave mukota kowere waya. Muhinda tuvenya mohihi mwani wira mulamuliwe, okala wira nsuna muluku neno ni lavula ni nyovano. Mama su, ni mulamula ni hiku nle.
If you're just a lukewarm believer, the voice of God cries in your heart this morning, you are a lukewarm believer, you'd better repent.
Nyuo mwariene mutu wa minuku tihiwa pahi. Nsuna muluku ni nikuwe la murima ni mwanyu vasi isula. Nyuo mamutu wa minuku tihiwa. Vandrere la mrukunu she murima.
You man, women, boys, or girl, that's not living for Christ, and the voice of God speaks to you through His Word and says, stop doing that. You better do it. Because you're going to hear it again one day, and it'll condemn you. You can't deny it. It's speaking to you now. And remember, it's recorded.
Nyua shilopwena ashitiana amiravo wala shimwali muhini mukalela Kristu ninsuna muluku ninlavula ninyoma maswawe ninira muhia uireyo pandrere la muireyo okala wira nyuo munorua wiwa neno toni hiku ni mosa na venno ninrua ola mulani nyuo muhikote kenno no ninlavula ninyovano nimupuele ninokaravariwa.
And those who does riot and hears his voice will rise. That righteousness, the glory, the heaven.
Nto, ala nira yore era, ni aniwa nsunawe. Ano himuwa mwesharia, arwaka mwovuani, arwaka wirimu.
So you're going to hear the voice of God sometime. Maybe faintly this morning it speaks in your heart. That you should turn from the way that you're going, turn back to God.
Vano nyuwa munorua wiwa nsuna muluku okatumosa, kinovote etea vovasi isula, no ninlavu la murima ni mwanyu. Wira nyuwa mwahano rukunue piro eyo nroa anyu, orukunua mutikelaka wa muluku.
Now remember, they'll record that voice that's speaking to your heart in heaven. And someday when Jesus does call and all that's in the grave, all right and wrong, will rise.
Vano mupuele, awa no karavari nsuno ninlavu la murima ni mwanyu wirimu. Ntoni hiku ni mosa, okati Yesu niha nawe, ni otene ala rimahie, otene ore ramurima, ni otakala ano hihimua.
And then this very same voice will whisper right back to you. In Phoenix, Arizona, on a certain Sunday morning, when the minister had held you so long, speaking on the voice.
Ntovo, nsuni mosa runena, no tikelova enela wanyuo, o Phoenix, Arizona, etiminku katava asi isu. Okati mulalei, okali nghawe nukati munchene, alavulaka mwaha wansu.
I spoke to you. Told you women to let your hair grow out. Quit dressing immorally. Told you men to quit that lying, smoking. Told you preachers to turn back to the Word of God. You know what I mean? That's right. That still voice say, it could be right.
Mioko olavula ninyo, kihole la ninyua tia na wira muhie maihanyu inuwe. Muhio waravo hiloka, kihole elani nyua shilopwana wira muhie wota iwo, ompa hasona. Kihole elani nyua lalei, wira murukunwe mutikile maso muluku. Munone nihimiaka, ewe kekai, nsune noma alele anihimia, ewe ya hano kala yore.
If I had to come like Nicodemus, I'd still try to get there. I'd come to him and go out here in the desert somewhere and say, Lord God, here I am, change me now. Mow me in your fashion. Come back to the Word.
Kari na yoro antoko Nikotemu, mio nlelo kaamu ere roroa vale, mio kaamu oro wa iyo, nuruwa iwe nipuro ni mosamo otako ni niwira, puya muluku, mio kiriva, mukiruku nushenanano, mukuupe mwamukale loanyu, mutikele masu.
Somewhere where you see you're leaving off in the Word, come right back to that. Because a chain is its strongest at its weakest link.
Nipuro ni mosanyu wa munona anyu wira munkalo ota wa masu, mutikele vavo na ananoru. Okala wira ikuruso oma lila sanikuchili, sirivan lute niva avote eteasha.
And anywhere in your life that you've left the commandment of God off to serve a tradition, there's where your chain will break, no matter how firm you are on the other thing. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Let us pray.
Nto nipuro pinipuro makalelo ni mwanyu, babo nyo muhinyanyu yoruma ya muluku, wira murumele patru, Tivavo nikuchili nanyo ninro ayo tumua ata uira nyuo mulimpemo otasheye ni maitu sikina. Muvarele ntata na muluku ni hindru kunua. Nivekele.
The day after so long a time, Lord, you said that you'd speak. You'd write your laws upon the tables of hearts. I know not what stands before me. The only thing I know to do is take your word and spread it out. Surely it will lodge beneath some rock somewhere.
Olelo, paviralia yokati munchene puia. Nyuo mwahimi ya wira nyuo mwamulavula. Nyuo mwamulepa ikanosa nyuma pawe ni amirima. Miyo nkinsuele ruholo waka. Etui mosa pahimiwe nsuelaka wira. Okusha maswanyu ni umware yao. Bekekai, awa no maka vativa maluku ni puro ni mosa.
I pray, God, that you'll speak to every young person, every middle-aged old person, whatever it might be. Speak to my heart, Lord. Speak to these ministers' hearts. Speak to the congregational hearts. We pray, Father, that today we will hear your voice.
Mio kimveke la muluku, wira nyuo mulavule ni kula mutu miravo, kula mutu aeriari, mutu mutoko ene, anakaleru mututi mutu, mulavule ni murima akapuia, mulavule ni mirima saalale ala, mulavule ni murima wa mutu kumano, hiyo ni mveke la titi, wiro lelo hiyo ni iwe nsunanyu.
And we know as it was in the days of Samuel, an open vision is a rare thing and it startled the people. So is it today.
Ni hiyo no suela, ntokose area amahi kwa Samueli, yowona yo kumelela etuyorika, ni ahati kini hatu, siiso tire ayo lelo.
We have dreams and dreamers, we have speakers and interpreters, but an open vision coming forth with the word of the Lord and corrected.
Hiyo no kala na soloha na ana maloha, no kala na ana malavula ni ana matapulela, masi yowona yo kumelela enruaka ni maswapuya, ni ahitarusha.
We pray, Heavenly Father, that that voice that was crying in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. That we believe the Holy Spirit gives that voice again today. Prepare for the coming of the Lord.
Hiyo ni mveke la tita uirimu, wira nsunene na akuela motakoni. Mulokihe repiro ya apuya, wira hiyo na amini wire rohi owaria eni vaha nsunene notolelo. Mwilokihe mwaha ora wa apuya.
And how odd it is, because there's so many other voices to numb it and to take it out. But it's gracious in the ears of those that hear it. I pray that the Holy Spirit will now do the work in the hearts of all of us.
Ntomota ninkala ya noti kiniha neno. Okala wira akala masuma nchene makina wira mali heneno ni akumihe. Masino tinorera maru ni wale aniwa neno. Mio kimveke la wire roho yowaria vanwe varemu teko muhina mamirima sahu hiyo tene.
While we have our heads bowed, now I trust our hearts bowed. If you know somewhere that you have disobeyed in your life, know some scripture that you know that's Bible teaching that you haven't cooperated with because something Hollywood voice made you do something different.
Nto nirinene mirusa husourama, ni mio kindoro melawira ni mirmasa husourama, nyuo mwasuenlene ni puro ni mosa, vavo nyuo muhiwele nlianyu mamakale loanyu. Masuela yole mpwe mosa, yeyo nyue nsuela anyu wira mwishutiho wa Biblia, yeyo nyue muhiwana nianyu ni yeyo. Okala wire tui mosa, nsuna Hollywood ni wiringheni nyue wire tui ovirikana.
Some place that you ministers has found a place in the Bible that's actually the truth. But you know your organization would put you out if you taught that. You know it's absolutely truth.
Nipuro ni mosa neno nyua lale imupanyanyu, nipuro ni mosa mbibili yani, nikanle tirikekai, masinyua mosue la wira mutenke soanyu wa amuroa owo mola ni nyua mwaishuti harueyo, na venyua mosue la wira yo tiritikekai.
To you people who take the wrong thing, live the wrong life, you fathers and mothers, that's not trying to correct your children, not trying to raise them.
Wanyuo atu munikushe etu yotakala, munikala makale lotakala. Nyua shiti iti na ashimai, muhinere la watarusha ninyu, muhintu na walela.
You may try your best, and they're going out on worldly anyhow, but you're putting example before them. And if you're not doing it, the voice of God is speaking to you. Don't do that.
Nyuo poti were ya ikurusa nyu, na vyao anrua molumu enkuni mwakule na muna, masinyuo munikale toonyero wa iyao, Bano nyo mwa ahire ke yeyo. Nsuna muluku ni nlavula ni nyo muhire yeyo.
Now with every head bowed and all eyes closed, and may the God of heaven look down into the hearts of that person that's hungry and finds the place where they're wrong.
Ntovano, nimiruso otene so urama, nimaito otene opunyiwa, niwira muluku wa wirimu aweheva ti muhinasa mirima wa mutule onivoli wetala ni apanyeni puro vavonyayaya.
And with a hand up to God saying, Lord, I truly desire for your voice to take out all the unbelief and all the things that's not like you and make me what you'd have me to be. Would you raise your hands while you... Lord bless. God bless you.
Nto nintata nove nsheru wa muluku uiraka. Puia, mioveke kaikini tunansunanyu. Uira ni kumihu hami ni wotene. Ni ituso otene si kanle ntokonyuo. Ni mukikali hele nyuo mwaru anyu kala na uira mio kikale. Mwamu vensha matata anyu katinyuo. Apu ya yore riheni. Muluku ure riheni.
Then the Bible said, Jesus said, in the spite of all these other voices, yet if a man shall hear my voice, follow after him, you're going to get your desire.
Bano Biblia ohimia, Yesu ohimia, nto anakaleru maswa otene makina, lelo mutu aiwaru nsunaka, kimu tarayowo, nyuo muno roo panye mpavelanyo.
Lord, time is running out. But the Bible said that as many as believe were baptized.
Puia, okatu no mala, masi Biblia ohimia uira, otene ale yamini, yani patisiwa.
I pray, Heavenly Father, that every one of those that raise their hands in true confession, that the Word of God that they have read and seen that they've been wrong, I never look at half of them. It's not for me to look. It's for you to look, Lord. You know the motive and objective behind the hand that raised up.
Mio kimveke latita wirimu, wira kula mmosa wa alavensha le matata haya, maulapa wekekai, wira masomu luku awa nisoma haya, niwona wira awa avonya, mio nkinatoko wawe hanusu na yao, kahia awa kamio wawe ha, tia unyunyuo wawe hapuia, nyuo munisue la niwoko, niotu na otuliwa ntata nne nivenye.
Let them from this very hour purpose in their heart from this day henceforth, I'll take the word of God and the voice of God and follow it no matter what the price is.
Mwahie, opachere ora ela, akalane murima ni mwaya, opachera ni hiku nna mpako holo, mio kino kusha maso muluku, ninsuna muluku kitarane no atau ire sisaposheni.
And bear in their mind as they're going, the song of the poet, must Jesus bear the cross alone? And all the world go free. Oh, there's a cross for everyone. There's a cross for me. And this consecrated cross I'll bear until death shall set me free.
Niwira akaleni muruni mwaya, ukatanro aya, esipoya mulipo olepa, enitune a Yesu kusha mwiki manyo mekawe, ntolumu enku wote noroa ota puwa. Nari, wakala mwiki manyo watu tene, wakala mwiki manyo wa mio, nto mwiki manyo yola ova hiru wa mio kino kusha, mpaka wakwani ono kihimusha.
Then when the voice of God speaks, I'll come forth in His righteousness, for I have followed His voice, the voice of His word. I commit them to you now, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Nto nsuna muluku na alavulaka, mio kino venya mwesharia awe. Maana mio kini tara nsuna we, nsuna maswawe. Mio kinaru hao wanyuova nupuia, mansina na Yesu Kristu.
Now while we have our heads bowed, you making your confession and your pledge. I'm amazed at a little boy sitting here twisting his head around. And there is a voice for the church, I'm the Lord who heals all thy diseases. That's a voice in the church.
Bano nirenene mirusa huso urama, nyuo muhimiako lapa wanyu ninatiri anyu, mio kiri omu shankela mwami miravo kila antiva, arukunsha kamurawe. Ntono ukala nsuna ekeresha, mio kaapu ya kimvoni haireta sanyu sootene, nino nsumu keresha.
And all you who have need of healing, and you're living a consecrated life to every word of God that you know what is right, and you have a need of healing, I wonder if you just raise up your hands. Raise up your hands. Lord,
I have a need of healing.
Ni otene nyuo muntuno vuni hiwa. Ni nyuo munikala makale loiva herea wa masu tena muluku. Yao nyuo munsuwe lanyu wira tekekai. Ni nyuo muntuno vuni hiwa. Kani koha sinto muamvensha ntata nanyu. Muvenshe ntata nanyu. Puia, mio kintuno vuni hiwa.
All right. Now keep that voice in your heart. I am the Lord and heals all thy diseases. Remember, when the word is spoken, it has to come to pass.
Vate porera, vano mpuehen sun no murima ni mwanyu, mio ka puya kimvoni haireta sanyu sootene. Mupuele, okati maswan lavu liwaya, awa hana wira nea.
Jesus said, Mark 11:22, if you say to this mountain, be moved, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you said will come to pass, you can have what you said.
Yesu himya, Marku 11:22. Mwairelaru mwakola, mutamevo, muhiho veri akamurima ni mwanyu, masi mwaminiki wira ele muhimianyu ni muiranea, munokala na ele muhimianyu.
Now, each one in our own way now, bow your head. Make your confession. Lord, I believe your word. I hear your voice telling me that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Vano, kula mosa mwainamuna awe vano, muurami hemuruanyu, muirola pawanyu, puia, mio kinnami ni maswanyu, mio kinni wansunanyu nikilela ka uira nyuo mwamosa runsana, olelo ni mahiku utene.
I'm going to walk down and lay hands on this child because he's too little to know what it's all about. Precious little boy, about the size and the age of my little Joseph. And I want all of you to be praying. Praying. Lord, I hear your voice, I believe.
Mio kinro kurua, wira kimwisha teremata mwanola, okala wira owo toe vasha, wira suele etu nira nea, mwamira vore eresha, opi aka munuelo ni yaka sa Yosefe aka mwamukani, ntokintuno tene anyu mukale mulompaka, mulompaka, puia, mio kinni wansunanyu, mio kinna amini.
Heavenly Father, we're bringing this audience to you for the healing of their body. And Lord, here sits a poor little child. He's attracting my attention all along in the message. Seeing a parent sit there holding the little fellow.
Tite wirimu, hiyo niruha mutukumano ola wanyo wira vonihi werutuaya. Ntopuia, va orimanama no hawa, owo niha no wiri anawaka wakati wotene mamutaka. Kimona katiti mmosoki la ativa amuvarenlene mwami ravo.
Through medical science, there's not a hope for the little guy. There is a voice of God that rides over everything. And as this church joined together to make every commandment that I know how to do, the rest belongs to you, Father. I'm walking down and laying hands on that child.
Masiensi ama totoro, kokanle nroro melo wa mwami ravo o. No kala nsuni mosana muluku, nivira vasuluva ituso otene. Nto kwa kereshe ela itaka ni haliaya va mosa, wira irihe kula yoru mamiwe nsue laka mota wa wira. Ele ni hala, tia unyunyuo titi. Mio kino kuruwa, nuumuisha teramatata mwanamwa nole. Titi muluku, mwansina na Yesu Kristu, mio kinulu melela, muhiei kurusa muluku, ovoni hawa muluku, wira okaluvirikana mwaiyo uo minutu mitanusi ntarelana, wira ao tena aroa muluku, mwavua wanyu.
Heavenly Father, you gave the promise, that's all I know, you gave the promise.
Oh yes, hallelujah.
It has been done. It has been said. If you say to this, and I'm saying to every devil of sickness or affliction that's binding this audience, that's binding these people, every spirit of unbelief, I'm saying, depart from the people in the name of Jesus Christ.
Titi awirimu, yuomu oniva hanatiri, tia yoyotene miyo nsuwe laka, nyuo muoniva hanatiri, ewe hiri wa ntokosi himwaliaya, nyuo mwahimera ruila, ntomio kinimuhimera kula shetwani aereta, wala mushanki honituka mutuku manola, onatu katwala, kule roho yonha amini, mio kinihimia uira, mukumemu atuni mwansina na Yesu Kristu.
Now we know it is written, and now it's been said, let it be done to the honor and glory of God. And in the name of Jesus Christ, it's asked.
Vano, hiyo nosula wira yolempwa, ntovano yohimwa wira iriwe, mwantiti miho nuvua wa muluku, ni mwansina na Yesu Kristo eni vekeliwa.
Now you that can believe, and do believe, no matter what happens, don't have to be. The seed drop there. That little something inside of you, that voice.
Vano, nyo muniwere ya wamini, ni munamini, ateni kumelele sheni, muhikaleke okala, epeo omore la vale, etuile ya mukani muhina mwanyuo, nsune.
Parent of this child, no matter what the condition of the child is, you believe the seed of God dropped into your heart, that boy will get well. The rest of you is praying one for another. Do you believe that the seed of God dropped into your heart? My sickness is finished.
Tita mwana mwanola, ata wira mukalelosheno nikalawe mwanola. Nyo mwamini wira epu ya muluku ya omore la murima ni mwanyu. Wira mira volo no kala sana. Akina wanyuo anolo mpelana, mukina ni muku awe. Nyo mwamini wira epu ya muluku ya omore la murima ni mwanyu. Ereta aka yomali hiwa.
Then the prayer of faith has been prayed for you. Drive down that post, and if Satan ever tries, you come right back standing in that Spanish church that Sunday morning. The prayer of faith was prayed for me, and God promised.
Amen.
Vano, maveke lo wami ni moveke leli wanyuo. Muhele nripunno. Nto ya kalawira satano no kalakale ereriaka mutike. Kemenle nekereshe ele yoshpanya etiminku ile vasi isu. Maveke lo wami ni kahiveke leli wa. Nimuluku uhimia.
The prayer of faith shall save the sick and God shall raise him up. Amen. It has to come to pass. Do you believe it? Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Now I'll turn the service back to Brother Rose, I suppose, your Brother Jewel Rose.
Now we stand and sing.
Maveke lo wamini anoo wopola reta nimuluku nimu avenyiha. Ewe hana wira nea. Nyo munami ni yeyo. Mwire ame. Muluku ureri heni. Vano kinroho koloshera muteko wa Muna Rose, kinona wira va, Muna Jewel Rose.